1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Mayor's live at the White House this morning. Peter, what now?
Steve, later today, the president has a showdown meeting with the congressional leadership.
I'm confident that with goodwill on both sides, we can agree on a bill that gets our troops the money and flexibility they need as soon as possible.
House Speaker Pelosi is adamant about the now vetoed war funding measure.
This is a bill that was worthy of the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. It was a bill that honored and respected the wishes of the American people.
Democrats lack the votes to override the veto. There's talk of a compromise involving benchmarks on Iraqi military and political progress, but it won't be easy. Many Democrats demand that binding troop withdrawal language, but the president and Republican allies strongly oppose it. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is on her way to Egypt for international talks on political and economic support for Iraq. The immigration issue was back in the streets, with rallies in many major American cities, crowds smaller than a year ago, and the one in Los Angeles got a little out of hand.
The protests here in Los Angeles were peaceful until the very end, when police confronted several small groups who moved from MacArthur Park into the street. LAPD Sergeant Keith Moreland.
These folks that were out protesting wouldn't listen to their friends, they wouldn't listen to their organizers, and they certainly wouldn't listen to us as we tried to get them to clear the intersection and move out.
There were several standoffs before police dressed in riot gear moved in. Police fired a number of canisters containing rubber projectiles. Steve Futterman, CBS News. Los Angeles.
I'm Sandra Hughes in San Diego, where 9-year-old Adeline Munoz packs for her weekly trip to Tijuana, Mexico. It's the only place she can see her parents. In February, Abel Munoz and Zuma Miranda were deported by immigration officials. They had been living in the United States for 18 years on expired visas.
My dad, he got handcuffed. I feel scared.
The responsibility to cook, clean, and pay bills has fallen on 16-year-old Leslie.
I can't anymore. It's just too much.
All three Munoz children were born in the U.S., so they are legal citizens.
It's hard.
The parents say they just couldn't bring the children to the slums of Tijuana with no jobs and sharing only a room at Zuma's parents. Critics of illegal immigration concede it's a tough situation, but one the parents themselves created.
If a U.S. citizen parent commits a crime and is arrested, nobody is out there protesting that this person shouldn't be separated from his kids to go to jail.
On the CBS Health Watch this morning, correspondent Barry Bagnato says new medical strides have dramatically boosted heart attack survival rates.
These results are striking. Over just 6 years, from 1999 to 2005, hospital deaths from heart attacks and other forms of acute coronary syndrome dropped sharply, nearly 50%. Death rates 6 months after discharge also fell. The authors of this study in the Journal of the American Medical Association give a lot of credit to improved treatments, including cholesterol-fighting statins.
Investigators say byproducts from tainted pet food did make it into animal feed that appears to have been eaten by chickens and hogs. They've now uncovered evidence of it at some Indiana farms, and it's suspected more will be found. But the FDA insists the threat to humans who may have eaten the chickens and hogs is minimal. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. To the surprise of absolutely nobody, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper will be serving another term in office, easily winning re-election with only token opposition. And in spite of negative publicity surrounding an election day fiasco and all sorts of problems with snow removal.
People don't expect you to be perfect. People don't expect you to have all the answers. But they expect you to work hard. They expect you to never quit. And they expect you to tell the truth. If you messed up, get out there and say the places where you messed up.
Hickenlooper, of course, criticized for last November's voting snafu that left thousands of voters standing in long lines for hours, as well as all those potholes. Sexual orientation and religion would be added to a list of things employers are not allowed to consider when hiring, firing, or making promotions. A bill approved by the State House heads back to the Senate now for changes that include allowing small religious groups to give hiring preference to people who support their religious values. And the state Senate has killed that bill. It would have outlawed most cigar bars. Opponents say it went too far in trying to regulate businesses. Few lawmakers introduced the measure because they feared traditional bars were calling themselves cigar bars to take advantage of a loophole in the statewide smoking ban. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, we have a few puddles here and there from last night's rain showers, but otherwise freeways are dry, sailing along. No delays right now on 225 through Aurora. C-470 looks great across the south, although we had a pretty bad crash in Morrison last night. That has been completely cleared. We're looking good as well on I-76. And eastbound 270 just starting to line up a little bit. Wet with rain showers along I-25 near Monument Hill. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, increasing clouds with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. High of 67 tonight. Those storms end, clearing sky.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to store or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life. Call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Above Weed, check out AboveTheInfluence.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
The Osgood File, May 2nd, 2007. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. How in the world are you this morning? I'm just trying to get myself set up. Not being together is not an excuse, as they always say. High today should be around 67. We have a chance of thunderstorms. That chance is about 40%. And yesterday I came in with out a jacket on. This morning I came in with a jacket. It's a little cool out there and a little windy, too. So you need to know that. This morning we're going to talk once again about illegal immigration and immigration. More than 200,000 activists rallied across the United States yesterday demanding an overhaul of the immigration laws and greater rights for the country's estimated 12 million illegal workers. We're going to talk to Vanessa Cardenas, director of Ethnic Media, at the Center for American Progress, and get her take on that. And the amount of people who showed up was smaller than in previous years. At 8 o'clock, 4 years ago, on May the 1st, yesterday, you guys know this, President Bush stood on the battleship deck beneath the banner, mission accomplished. And, of course, they lied about the banner. Oh, the sailors put it up. No. Actually, people from the White House put it up. Anyway, we'll have a true American hero, Paul Rykoff, here. He's been on this program numerous times, and so have people from his great organization. Rykoff is a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And he is the executive director and founder of IAVA, Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America. His book, Chasing Ghosts, which is published by Penguin, is now available in paperback. So go to the tattered cover or wherever it is you go and jump online and, order yourself a copy of the book because it's worth having. And also check out IAVA.org, which is his website. At 9:20 this morning, which is a really odd time, but we're going to do this at 9:20, I set my TiVo last night for this. A PBS documentary premieres this evening titled Atlantic Records, The House That Amit Built. Now, this film pays homage to Amit Erdogan, who, along with Herb Abramson, started Atlantic Records in 1947. Can you imagine all of the artists that have been on Atlantic Records? We're talking rock and roll, we're talking jazz, we're talking soul, we're talking country music. That's right, country music. Atlantic had a country music division for a while. I believe that I don't think they still do, but they do. And if, for those of you that are interested in the idea of a progressive country or Americana music, if you've never checked out the Willie Nelson CD, Shotgun Willie, check it out. Why? Because that was the start of it. That was really the beginning of it. And I remember how amazed we were, utterly amazed at the way Willie Nelson looked on the cover of the album when we got it at the country station I was working at, and also how amazed we were at the sound of the album. So check that out. That's on Atlantic. I think it's still on Atlantic to this day. Anyway, we're going to talk about the history of Atlantic Records, and we're going to talk to the one and only Solomon Burke, who started with Atlantic Records in 1960. And Burke has got a really unique sound. He's got kind of a gospel R&B sound. And in 2002, he won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album. And so that turned on a lot of people to Solomon Burke. And he's recorded with all kinds of people. The Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Derek Trucks. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And he's got a country album out, which is really good. The only trouble with this interview is we only have like about 10 minutes with him because there's so much I'd like to ask him. So we'll have to, and you know how it is. We'll have to plug the PBS events and let him talk about that. But I would love to talk to him about all of the people that he's worked with. So that's Solomon Burke coming up at 9:20 this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And if you haven't left the house yet, you've got a TV, TiVo or a DVR, go check out the schedule. I believe you'll find it on Channel 6. And go TiVo this thing to make sure that you get it. And we'll talk to Solomon Burke. And we'll do it this morning. So good to have him on. All right, 303-713-7600. I don't have to tell you this morning. Because if you heard any of the news yesterday, if you watched anything having to do with news yesterday, if you had AM 760 on yesterday, you know that President Bush, the George W. Bush, has vetoed the bill from Congress about the troops. And I don't know what to say about this. I mean, here's a guy who stands up and talks about timelines and timetables. And he doesn't want this. But you know, back in 1999, he had a whole different thing, whole different story. When he answered a question, he was talking about Bill Clinton. He said, well, the president ought to lay out timelines, and the president ought to lay out timetables. I'm paraphrasing him. I thought about this on the way to work this morning. Suppose you and I, or those of us who believe that George W. Bush should not be trusted with a blank check, that we should get out of Iraq and we should do it now. Suppose we said to the people, and I occasionally get them who call up here, and I get email from them too occasionally. Suppose we said to them, okay, fine. We'll go along with you, and we'll give the surge a chance to work. However, even though there's indications now that it's not working, however, when do you think it would be enough time to evaluate this? Do you believe that September, which is the month, much talked about month, do you think that that's enough time? And if it comes back in September that the surge hasn't worked, then what's your plan to settle this situation in Iraq? Come up with something, and don't tell us that victory is your plan, because victory is a word. It's not a strategy. What is your strategy? Or do we just make an open-ended commitment to the situation in Iraq, and it doesn't make any difference? Okay? It doesn't make any difference how many people we lose. For instance, if you look at the Denver Post this morning, Fort Carson toll in Iraq hits 200 as three more die. Fort Carson marked its 200th death in Iraq on Sunday when three more soldiers were lost to a roadside bomb. They were Staff Sergeant J.E. Martin, 29, Sergeant Alexander Fuchin, 21, and Private First Class Brian Botello. Brian was 19 years of age. So, what's the plan? And you know what I maintain? I maintain they don't have one. And I maintain that what we keep getting every single day is this. We're walking off a cliff. Come with us.
Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really.
Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
Are you up right now and you're sleepy? We don't get enough sleep. We certainly don't get the sleep we need, and as a result, we're drugging ourselves at night to fall asleep, and then we're over-caffeinating ourselves just to stay awake and to get through the day. Did you know that 43 million prescriptions were filled last year in America for sleeping pills? If you resorted to sleeping pills, you might be surprised to learn your current mattress may be the real reason that you can't fall asleep or that you can't stay asleep. The Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort can help you cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you more deep sleep. At the touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed adjusts firmness to relieve pressure and give you more deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points those traditional mattresses can create. So you toss and turn less and get the deep sleep that your body so desperately needs. With the Sleep Number bed, dual air chambers allow the bed to be personalized to the exact level of comfort and firmness you need. And that's each side of the bed. And you do it just by setting your sleep number. My sleep number is 75. And it just works out perfectly. And what it means is, it means that the comfort of air cradles and creates a comfortable environment to support your back and your body without those stiff metal coils that create those uncomfortable pressure points. And that's part of air chamber technology. Each side of the bed, as I said, adjusts independently, so each of you get your own level of personal comfort. Mine's about 75. I have to ask what Mary's is because I haven't asked her as of late. And Sleep Number beds cost about the same as an innerspring mattress, but have been tested to last twice as long. So you can cure that tired feeling. You can take control of your sleep by simply visiting the Select Comfort store near you. There are 440 Select Comfort stores in malls across the country, including Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls here, Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new location at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Now, through Saturday, at Joseph A. Bank, we're celebrating 102 years with our best items at the absolute lowest prices of the year. A huge selection of handcrafted sport coats, regularly $3.95, now $97. Select signature suits, regularly $6.95, only $2.77. Even select suit separates, jacket or pants, only $97 each. Plus, the entire stock of Poplin summer suits, an incredible $97. How about every cashmere sweater, $77, and all silk sweaters and Leadbetter golf pants, $27. The Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Our best items at the lowest prices of the year. Now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Members of the House and the Senate passed a bill that substitutes the opinions of politicians for the judgment of our military commanders. So a few minutes ago, I vetoed the bill.
625, 25 5 minutes after 6. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 67. George W. Bush talking there about that whole thing about interfering with commanders and all of that, and it's going to create chaos and all of that. Then how come he doesn't explain to us why it is that when there were people, there were generals that gave him opinions and information that he didn't want to hear, they ended up either getting demoted or fired? Why does he leave that out? Well, I think you know why he leaves it out. Hey, let me remind you of a couple of things here. Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants are going to come back to town. They're going to be here May the 10th through May the 13th. And AM 760 wants to take you out to the ball game. Log on to AM760.net. Tell us how many total runs the Rockies will score in their away series versus the St. Louis Cardinals. And you could win tickets to watch the Rockies-Giants home game as Bonds gets closer to breaking Hank Aaron's home run record. Maybe a little bit of luck, Barry will break his leg instead. Gee, that's good. Okay,
what, so you don't want him to break Aaron's record?
No, I don't care about Barry Bonds. I don't like him. So you got to guess how many runs the Rockies will score in their away series versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Okay, you can do that either three ways. You can, one, watch it on television and find out that way. Two, you can log on to another radio station, KOA, which carries the games. You know, why listen to us? Or three, you can get the answer out of the newspaper. Anyway, if you want to go see baseball, compete in this contest, just go to am760.net. The other thing I want to tell you, because I got a couple emails about this, and I haven't said anything about it, and I should say something about it. Tom Hartman's coming to town May the 17th, and I've said this a couple of times, but I guess I'm not saying it enough. He's going to be at the Boulder Theater, going to do his show live there, and if you want to see him, the tickets are free. All you have to do is go to either two locations. One, the AM760 satellite operation on Pearl Street in Boulder. That's in the Mike's Camera building. Or two, come down here to the Tech Center, which is right on South Monaco off Bellevue, off I-25. Just walk in the door and say, hey, Jay said I could have Tom Hartman tickets. All right? So I want to remind you about that. And I'll be reminding you about that throughout the morning. Okay. Let me give the phone number, 303-713-7600. I feel bad about getting on here this morning and trying to coax you, which is what I'm supposed to do, trying to coax you into talking about what happened yesterday, about Iraq and about the bill being vetoed, because over the couple of years we've been doing this, and over all of this time, we have said everything I think there is to be said about it. I don't feel like we can just ignore it, but we've said everything there is to be said. And if you listen to what George W. Bush said yesterday, he keeps doing this. They keep doing it. They keep going. The administration keeps doing this. The administration supporters keep doing it. They keep going back to the same stuff over and over and over again, repeating it like either we don't get it or repeating it like if they say it often enough, suddenly we'll go, oh, you must be right. Do we have the complete cut of Bush and the veto thing? Do we have that? That one little short clip's all we've got? Let's play all the clips.
Members of the House and the Senate passed a bill that substitutes the opinions of politicians for the judgment of our military commanders. So a few minutes ago, I vetoed the bill. I recognize that many Democrats saw this bill as an opportunity to make a political statement about their opposition to the war. They've sent their message, And now it is time to put politics behind us and support our troops with the funds they need. It's true that not everyone taking innocent life in Iraq wants to attack America here at home. But many do. Many also belong to the same terrorist network that attacked us on September the 11th, 2001, and wants to attack us here at home again.
See? There we go. Let's drag in 9/11. Let's put that in the mix. Because in the past, that's worked for us as far as scaring you and I. Let's fight them there so they can't fight us here. Okay, is that an admission on your part, that, Mr. President, Tom Tancredo, Marilyn Musgrave, Doug Lamborn, Wayne Allard, is that an admission on your part that the country's not safe, that you haven't done your job, that you haven't stepped up to the plate to secure the country? Is that what that's an admission of? And I've already been over the thing about his argument about interference, micromanaging. And, of course, he also puts in there support the troops, which means, and the subtle message there is that you and I, those of us who think this thing is wrong, we do not support the troops, which is absolute BS. That's a lie. And this administration does not support the troops. Neither does this does his party. Why do I make such a claim? Do I do it to be radical? Do I do it to be partisan? Do I do it to be crazy? No. Go look at their voting records. Go look at the conditions that our veterans face and that the troubles that they have. Stop playing politics. I understand that you wanted to make a political statement, right? That's what he's talking about, that Congress wanted to make a political statement. Now, the idea is, as hard as some of you might find this to believe, no president in the United States, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, whoever is the president, should ever, under any circumstances, get a blank check for anything. And if you go back and look at statements made by anybody who holds elective office and has held elective office on the federal level, Congress or Senate in the past, they've all voiced these concerns. They've all sought to have input into what's going down, right? Because that's what we elect them to do. I don't know what else to say about this. I mean, I'm really tempted and I'm really prompted to talk about this all morning. Even though at 7 we're going to get into immigration. But I'm tempted to talk about, but I don't know what else to say to you. I just don't know what else to say. I don't. Here's what I think the Democrats ought to do. Whether they'll do this or not, I don't know. But this is what they ought to do. They ought to keep reintroducing the bill again and again and again and again and again. And they should not back down or let the subject die. Because we owe it not only to our own men and women, we owe it to the Iraqis, and we also owe it to the rest of the world. All right, 303-713-7600. Doggone it. It's Wednesday morning, Jay. Cheer up. 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Cheer up, Gina.
Okay.
Even though I really want to go out in the parking lot and take the tailpipe. I want to meet death by cigarette lighter.
You do not. Don't say that.
Okay, can I just go out there and burn my little pinky finger? Oh, Lord. All right, you get caught in the rain yesterday?
You know, I didn't. I was inside at the time.
I not only got caught in the rain on 36, I got caught in the hail, too.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Not in your little, sweet little car.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, me and tons of other people, including a guy riding a motorcycle, who had the brains enough to pull under the overpass and stop.
Yeah, a lot of people did that, apparently.
Yeah, well, the rest of us forged on. Anyway, how does it look this morning?
Well, actually, we're getting some fog. We did have rain earlier, foggy now along I-25 from Castle Rock to Monument. So you want to be very careful through there. But not bad at all across the metro area. In fact, we have pretty excellent conditions right now. Collision and stall free. A little heavier traffic southbound 25 through Thornton to North Glen, eastbound 270 Commerce City. Still have pretty good speeds along the Boulder Turnpike. We're just getting that usual clog eastbound Federal to Pecos. Weather today, increasing clouds, more scattered afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 67. Currently mostly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At Reunion in Northeast Denver, Brookline Homes has opened its Gourmet Series in the gallery at the back nine.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical. A new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Psst, hey you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Oh, wow. Vegas is like one of my all-time favorite places. That's definitely a great place to vacation. Tell us more about the resort.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's surrounded by palm trees and waterfalls. The pool is 1 acre in size. Every room has steam showers and jacuzzi tubs and plasma TVs. And the best part about it is it's located right on the strip, right down the street from Mandalay Bay.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, I understand you have a special offer, a special amazing deal for folks who listen to AM 760?
When the guys at Consolidated heard I was doing an interview with you today, Jay, they allowed me to give away 50 complimentary 3-day, 2-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime. And even better, if they call within 15 minutes, I'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of Vegas's hottest shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in the planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 877-88-GO-NOW, 877-88-GO-NOW, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again. Can you one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW. That's 877-88-GO-NOW.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
This was a paid advertisement from Consolidated Resorts.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The president wants a blank check. The Congress is not going to give it to him.
That's Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 67. You know the music I'm in the mood to hear? I'm in the mood to hear some Nirvana. Like Teen Spirit or something? I haven't heard any Nirvana in a long time. All right, we're talking about what happened yesterday. And George Bush demanding a blank check, even though like in 1999, he was against that idea when it came to Bill Clinton. Times change, right? All right, let's go to Deb in Loveland. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. Just before I have to step into the office, I would like to have someone remind the president that continuing to do what doesn't work still doesn't work.
Yeah.
And his policy has failed, and I think what he's trying to do is backpedal, stall, let the next president get in, hopefully a Democrat, and put everything on his shoulders.
I think there's a whole bunch of truth to that. I really do. I think he would like to shove that off. He'd like to shove this problem off on somebody else, because I think that if you look at what's going on, he doesn't have a plan to get us out. It's like I said. It's like I said in the beginning. Okay, if we're wrong and he's right, then we'll give the surge a chance. But at what point do you make a judgment about the surge? That's number one. And then at what point do you say, okay, now we have to do something else? And if we have to do something else, what's your idea of something else? I don't think he has an idea of what something else is.
I don't think he does either. And I think let's stall, get someone else into office, and whatever happens, we'll just blame the next president. Because I think this administration, of course, is certainly not listening to the American public, and certainly abdicating any kind of authority that you know, he certainly has. Anyway, I can go down that road forever and ever, but I've got to get into work. But I did want to make that comment. Keep up the great work. Certainly enjoy you on the radio, and continued success.
Deb, love you too. Thanks. Call again.
Thanks, Jay. I certainly will. Bye-bye now.
Okay. All right, let's go to Rick in Littleton. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right.
Good. On that the clip of Pelosi you had, all the way at the end, she quoted then-Governor Bush in 1999, talking about Clinton and Kosovo, saying how he had to have a timeline to get the troops out of there.
That's right.
The troops deserved a timeline. So in 1999, it was good for Clinton to have a timeline, so why not him in 2007? That's really basically the only thing. I don't know if anyone or a lot of the listeners heard her and bring that up. I think we should play that every hour, on the hour, just let the American people hear that and say, look, in 1999, you said the troops deserve a timetable. Now you don't. What's changed? I think we should hold them to task.
I'd love to ask him that question. Wouldn't you love to ask him that question?
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't I say, like, well, what's changed? I mean, it's the same thing as I would like to ask Republicans. And when I say Republicans, I want to be real precise about who I'm talking about here. Those that support the administration and the administration's foreign policy, and particularly the policy in Iraq, I'd like to ask them, if leaving Iraq is cutting and running and surrendering, if that's what leaving Iraq is, then what was Ronald Reagan's leaving of Lebanon?
Sure. And why did, back in Somalia, the Republican Congress voted to stop funding for the troops when we were in Somalia? They voted a timetable to get us out of Haiti. If it's the Republicans can do it in those situations, why can't they do it now? That's my only question.
See, I don't know the answer to that, and what really kind of gets me is... if you're conservative or you're Republican and you're listening to you and I have this conversation, okay, what your first gut reaction to this is going to be that these guys are being partisan and, this is the same old thing, they're beating up the president. But wait a minute. In all honesty, I wish they would come forward and answer these questions that you and I have.
But, Jay, you know what their answer will be? 9/11 happened. That's what they'll say. Things have changed now that 9/11 happened. That's always their fallback. Always the fallback.
Yeah, and that's and I find that to be extremely weak.
Oh, it is. Totally.
All right, pal.
Well, I'm out of here. Have a good day, guys.
Great call.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, this whole thing about you don't understand the post-9/11 world. Yeah, I do. And yeah, we do. It's like Martha Raddatz on ABC. I think it was yesterday afternoon or last night. There's a perception that Democrats have a trouble with national security issues and foreign policy. No, there's not. There's no perception. Stop lying. We understand it totally. We get it 100%. Who's trying to do us harm? Al-Qaeda. What should be the objective? Kill Al-Qaeda. Kill Osama bin Laden. Kill Zawahiri. Kill Mullah Omar and the Taliban. Kill them. How are we accomplishing that by being involved in Iraq? Why did we go there in the first place? And I've heard all of it from conservative callers, and if you're a conservative caller, you're more than welcome to call up and, you know, restate it again. But I've heard it all. Everybody has heard it all. Well, you know, Saddam Hussein was, you know, involved in 9/11, and he was state sponsoring terrorism, and on and on. And it doesn't make any difference that the Inspector General of the Pentagon. It doesn't make any difference that, you know, George Tenet is now saying, and it doesn't make any difference that there are all these people coming forward and are saying, no, excuse me, Tyler Drumheller, Michael Schreuer, Larry Johnson, all these people who work for the CIA. It doesn't make any difference that all these people are coming forward and that they're saying, no, that's not true, and the connection was never there. The 9/11 Commission said the connection was never there. I once argued on the phone with a woman who insisted that they did say it was there. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. And it just doesn't wash anymore, man. It really doesn't. 303-713-7600, 646, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far, so good. Not a lot right now that's going to slow you down, except for scattered showers and patchy fog. It's affecting your drive along I-25 both directions between Castle Rock and Monument. So that's probably one area right now where we are seeing a little slower traffic. Other than that, just the normal buildup southbound 225 south of Parker down toward I-25. Westbound I-76, again approaching the interstate. And we're seeing a little heavier conditions now eastbound 6 coming out of Lakewood. Weather today, increasing clouds, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and a high of 67. Currently mostly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Hour and hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
6:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. Adjustable rate mortgages are going higher and higher, and less people are now able to get the help they need because companies are cutting programs, but not the mortgage store. Cut your payments by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars every month. Right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives. The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are dedicated professionals, and they're going to work with you every step of the way, which, I don't know about you, is extremely important to me. It's important to have somebody who knows what they're doing and that's going to work with you. So call the mortgage store. Stop taking risks with your family's biggest investment. Get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and your high-cost credit cards. Get one low payment with a fixed rate in the fives. Call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Gebhardt Volkswagen, Boulder's premier European auto dealer, is providing Colorado with a remarkable offer. Take advantage of Volkswagen's recent graduate incentives to get into a new Jetta for only $179 a month. Or view the entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's G-E-B-Auto.com. You need a new car. You need to get to Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder.
Stock number B-72-61, 36-month, 10,000-mile per year lease. $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license. Recent graduate incentive available 6 months prior to 24 months after graduation.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget.
I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Against this kind of enemy, there is only one effective response. We must go on the offense, stay on the offense, and take the fight to him.
Okay, I don't disagree with what he's saying there. I have no disagreement with that at all, but if you're going to take the fight to him, take it to the right place. Chance of thunderstorms high today is 67, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nirvana smells like teen spirit. Well, you faded it out. John, you faded out the Nirvana. It went away. I saw a little taste of it. Yes, I was going to get around to that. John's policing me this morning. Did you mention the fact that Courtney Love is going to sell all of his stuff? Yes. She still claims she sleeps in his pajamas. Well, what if Kurt Cobain's would you like to buy?
That sweater that he wore all the time. The Freddy Krueger sweater?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think the daughter's getting that. The daughter's getting one of his guitars, the sweater, and the lyrics to all the songs.
Yeah, that's what I'd want. I want the lyrics. All right, 303-713-7600. We're talking about what happened yesterday. We're talking about Iraq. After 7 o'clock, we'll get into immigration again, and then back in to Iraq. I know we've said everything that we can possibly say about it. I don't know what else there is to say, but I don't know how we can sit here and just say, okay, well, let's just say nothing about it. That doesn't wash. Here's George in Denver. George, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, I've got at least one question on my mind, and I'm just wondering if the Democrats really have the kind of political clout or the votes to force, or rather to stop funding the war, or the so-called war. I'm just wondering if that's really possible. I kind of don't think so. I've heard some talk about it, and on the other station, some of the conservative talking heads are always insisting that the Democrats are just playing politics with it, and that they, if they really were serious, they would stop funding the war. But I kind of personally, from my vantage point, I kind of doubt that's possible. But I'm not real clear on that, so I'm asking you if that's really a possibility that we could do that.
No, they don't have the votes to do it because they don't have the votes in the Senate. And then the other thing is, you can make a case that that's not a good idea, that you can't just turn around and say, okay, well, we have people there, but we're just not going to pay for it. You can't do that. But they're not trying to make a quote-unquote political statement in the terms of playing games. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get this guy, George W. Bush's attention. And they're trying to do it in a reasonable manner. But in the end, let me tell you who will stop this. You know who will stop it? It won't be the Democrats. It'll be the Republicans. And the reason that the Republicans will stop it is because they read the same polls that everybody else reads, and they know that the American public is sick upon sick about this, and that the support for it among their core is even beginning to erode. And you've got 18 senators and the House of Representatives, which will be up for election again in 08, and they do not want to go out on the campaign trail, and they do not want to have to bear the brunt of this issue. And if they don't straighten up and they don't understand what's going on, okay, what's going to end up happening is they're going to get extremely punished over this.
And that's an excellent point. And I think another significant factor in that regard is that people need to know that Halliburton has subsidiaries in Iran. right now, at this very minute, helping the Iranian government build their nuclear equipment to build their nuclear power plant.
Yeah, they're under they're under pressure to get to get out of there, and they're being investigated over it.
And I think the people really need to know that, and the people really need to be up in arms about that. That Dick Cheney's Halliburton is in Dubai right now, undermining our America for profit, sleeping with the enemy, so to speak, and that this administration is a ruthless for-profit administration. And that's all that they're doing is they're playing this out selfishly, and that the American people really need to be aware of this and really need to take a stand, a big stand, and make a lot of noise. And I thank you for your time.
Well, we will make a lot of noise, and we'll make a lot of noise at the ballot box. Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good day.
Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. This is Mark, the union guy.
Hey.
Hey, great day in Denver, man. When I was I haven't heard your entire show this morning, but when I was getting up, there was Bill Press was reading a quote from candidate Governor George Bush that said, "When a president commits troops, it should be on a timeline, and we should know how long and what they're going to do and when."
Yeah, that was back in 1999.
Yeah, flip flop is that a good phrase for that kind of a? He criticized Clinton for doing what he's doing now, and then just throwing good money down a rat hole, young lives that are either wasted or ruined. I'm beside myself.
Well, I think the best way to put it is this, that those guys always talk about being grown-ups. They always talk about personal responsibility. They always talk about consistency. They always talk about values. They get into all of this. But what they really tell us time and time again, what they're really saying by their actions is, and by what they do, is they're saying there's one set of rules for all of us, and then there's another set of rules for them.
Exactly.
And the country doesn't work that way.
Eventually, whether it's in 2008 or somewhere down the line, there's going to be a Democratic president, and no conservative is going to stand for a Democrat exercising the kind of unitary power that Bush has been allowed.
And I'll tell you something, no Republican should, because no president of the United States should ever think that he or she, or whoever it may end up being, that they can ever do anything and have a blank check to do it without any congressional oversight. That's not the way this country was set up. Mark, thanks, man.
Take it easy.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk about immigration, both illegal and legal. We'll be joined by Vanessa Cardenas. She's director of Ethnic Media at the Center for American Progress. We'll do that coming up. Stay with us.
Of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
All the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to homebiz1.com right now.
That's homebiz1.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cheryl Akison on Capitol Hill, where congressional leaders plan a trip up to the White House to meet with President Bush later today. They'll talk about how to get on the same page after the president rejected their plan for deadlines to bring the troops home from Iraq.
Members of the House and the Senate passed a bill that substitutes the opinions of politicians for the judgment of our military commanders.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
If the president thinks by vetoing this bill, he'll stop us from working to change the direction of the war in Iraq, he is mistaken.
Both sides have hinted they may accept a compromise that includes benchmarks but no deadlines for mandatory troop withdrawals. I'm Cheryl Akison on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
On the basketball court, the rules are supposed to be the same for everyone. But a new academic study finds that how the rules are enforced by NBA referees is a question of black and white. The study, cited by the New York Times and disputed by the league, says white referees tend to call more fouls on black players than whites, and black officials tend to call more fouls on whites than blacks. $3 gasoline is back in most of the country. It never really went away in parts of California. But how high is up? Tom Closa is with the Oil Price Information Service.
I don't think it's a stepping stone up to $3.50 or $4 or some of the apocalyptic numbers you hear.
Some Texans have a burr under their saddles over a plan for a new border fence. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, what's the problem?
The problem, Frank, is that local officials thought they were getting a virtual fence formed by cameras and foot patrols. They're furious at a new map which shows a physical structure along 150 miles of the Texas border and vehicle barriers blocking a number of roads. They say that breaks administration promises that the barrier wouldn't impact local farmers, wildlife, or recreation. Department of Homeland Security officials say they always made it clear that virtual barriers just wouldn't work everywhere. Frank?
A group that touted the benefits of the Mediterranean diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, and olive oil, is out with a new Latin American diet. Spokeswoman Liz Mintz says the diet addresses two major health concerns.
Latin Americans have a 50% more of a chance of developing diabetes than the rest of the population, and obesity rates in Latin Americans have jumped.
The Latin American diet emphasizes whole grains like maize and fruits and vegetables like plantains, mangoes, and papayas over processed foods. Overseas, embattled Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is giving his legion of critics a piece of his mind. CBS's Robert Berger has that.
An official report declared Olmert's handling of last summer's Lebanon war a failure, but he vowed to remain in power. He said his message to those calling for his resignation is slow down.
Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Hi, Dave. Sandy here. During the night, there's going to be a huge buildup of pressure that releases scalding hot water onto the production line. Then the plant's going to shut down for the rest of the day. So that's your tomorrow. Bye now.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So to help control your temperature, Grainger's added thousands of new versatile plumbing products to help you get through the day. We're adding products and removing problems, from tempering valves to pressure-reducing valves, whatever the job takes. Call or visit your local branch, or go online to Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an ironworker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to three daughters and two sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Undeterred by an election fiasco, blizzards, and other missteps, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper has easily won re-election with only token opposition. The restaurateur defeating city employee Danny Lopez by a huge majority. Hickenlooper had been criticized when a lengthy ballot, software problems, and mechanical breakdowns created long lines to vote at the new vote centers last November. He admits he needs to try harder in his second term.
You know, the bottom line is as soon as you begin to relax and enjoy that communal satisfaction, is the moment you start going downhill. So I think the entire administration is going to redouble our efforts to really, what are our our priorities? What can we get done in the next 4 years? You know, what can we get done before the National Democratic Convention next August? You know, where do we put our efforts?
Hickenlooper also overcoming criticism. The city was too slow to respond to those massive blizzards that clogged streets for days and shut down the city-owned airport for 45 hours. Environmental groups are blaming Bush administration policies that spurred oil and gas drilling for the loss of wildlife habitat and hunting spots here in the West. A new report by the National Wildlife Federation says drilling on federal lands in five western states, including Colorado, doubled over the past decade. It says the rush to drill in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, Montana, and New Mexico is squeezing hunters off public land and destroying crucial habitat for many species. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Scattered showers, fog making for a slower drive through Castle Rock and Monument along I-25. Otherwise, clear, dry around the city. We're just getting busy southbound 2538 to Spear downtown. Same for your southbound lanes of 225 through the Tech Center. Also got a couple of wrecks off the highway, northbound Parker at Hilltop Road, as well as Sheridan at 56th. Also, the traffic lights flashing red at Wadsworth, both directions at US 6. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, increasing clouds with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 67. Currently, under mostly cloudy skies, it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Step into the winner zone at the Century Casino in Central City and be one of five lucky contestants selected daily at 8 p.m. to participate in Spin to Win for a chance to win more than $50,000. Take the Central City Parkway exit 243 from I-70. Become a winner of the Century Casino today. See Players Club for details.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work, hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride, easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 707. Seven is after seven. It's a bit chilly out there right now and overcast. We have about a 40% chance of some thunder showers today, but the temperature will be fairly decent with a high of 67. You want to go see Tom Hartman do his show live at the Boulder Theater? Well, tickets are free. He'll be here May the 17th. Simply come here to South Monaco. It's right off of Bellevue, 9 to 5:30, or go to our satellite operation in Boulder, over there in Mike's Camera Building on Pearl Street. Pick up your tickets. Okay, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Yesterday we had a pretty heated discussion, not real heated, but somewhat heated, about immigration, both illegal and also legal, and how to solve this problem. More than 200,000 activists rallied across the country yesterday. Not as many as the year before, but there were still a lot of folks out there. Let's talk to Vanessa Cardenas. She's director of ethnic media at the Center for American Progress. And Vanessa, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Sure, you bet. Not as many people this year as last year. Why do you think that is? Do you think that part of it has to do with being scared of getting busted for being here illegally, or did people choose to maybe do other things like write their representatives? Because I know there were letter writing campaigns going on too.
Sure, I think it's a combination of things. I think the fact is that a lot of people right now are feeling a lot of fear because of all the raids that have been so visible in different states in the last couple of months. So I think there is that fear factor. However, I also think that, you know, it was hard to maintain the momentum that we had last year. I mean, we had over a million people come to the streets, and that was pretty remarkable. I think the fact that we still had as many people as came out yesterday, it's still something to note, because I think even the activists were a little nervous that this time around we wouldn't have as many people, but a lot of people showed up, especially in Chicago and L.A. So I think it still shows that there's strength, that there's still... that the community is still wanting reform, But, of course, it wasn't anything like we had in 2006.
You think we're ever going to settle this question? And the reason I ask that is because I'm optimistic, and I believe we can, but there's so much hysteria and so much anger involved in this, and it's basically, I keep trying to explain, or I keep saying, not only on the radio, but I keep saying it to people in email too, that this is a problem that's been going on. This is a situation that has been going on. Maybe a problem is not the right word, but this is a situation that's been going on for a long, long time, before you were born, and I certainly would guess that you're younger than myself, and before I was born. And yeah, you can make the argument that, well, now it's after 9/11, and I totally agree with that. I mean, I think we need to secure the borders, and we need to know who's here and what they're here for and what the reason is. But you're not going to change all of this overnight. This is tantamount to trying to change the course of the Colorado River. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, and I think that, however, as hard as it is, we need to do it. And I think part of the problem is that we've gotten to this situation because our politicians have not looked at the problem in a way to actually fix it. And I think the fact that right now people are talking about a solution, it's a good sign. We can be positive. However, if we're going to have a reform, it needs to be true reform. We cannot just have piecemeal legislation because that's not going to fix the problem. We need reform that's going to address the main issues within reform, meaning we have to deal with the undocumented people that are here in the U.S. We have to talk about how are people going to come in the future, because even if we legalize every single one of them, we're still going to have to deal with the fact that people are still going to want to come. So we need to fix our visa system. We need to deal with the fact that right now there are lots of people waiting to reunite with their families, and they're waiting sometimes 10, 12 years. So, and of course, we have to deal with enforcement. But we need to deal with the whole issue in a comprehensive way. We cannot keep on talking about it just in terms of enforcement or just in terms of legalization. It needs to be a comprehensive approach.
Yeah, I would agree with that. What I'd like to see is make a concerted effort to control our borders and our ports. I'd also like to see us make a concerted effort to take the 12 to 13, some say 14 million people who are here and give them a direct and clear path to citizenship, because we need to know who they are and why they're here, and also because many of them, I mean, there's this myth that goes around about, they're being rewarded for illegal behavior. Well, I don't call busting your rear end at a job being rewarded for anything. And they've made significant contributions to communities across this country. So we need to bring them into the mainstream. And then I would like to see some kind of a system worked out to have orderly, legal immigration to the United States. And I want to stop and drop all of this insane, bizarre rhetoric about anchor babies and illegal this and you've heard all of this. I mean, in other words, it's just stop. I mean, if you're scared about this is one of my favorite ones, Vanessa. I go down a certain part of town and they got their flags flying and these signs are written in Spanish. Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. But you know what? If we have St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
Okay? I mean, nobody's going to run around at St. Patrick's Day or Christopher Columbus Day or any, thing else. Nobody's going to run around or Bud Milliken Day parade in Chicago. Nobody's going to run around and go, wait a minute. Stop. Take that green off. It's red, white, and blue. Okay? Surrender your culture. Assimilate. Right?
I know. And the thing is, I think people don't realize that when we talk about comprehensive immigration reform, we're not talking about giving the undocumented citizenship tomorrow. We are talking about making them go through a very rigorous process so we know who they are, we know that they're contributing, that we ensure that they're paying their taxes and that they pay fines because we think that's important. We need to know who's here, and we need to make sure that those who stay are actually people that are following our laws. It's also important to note that in every bill, including the Kennedy-McCain bill, that a lot of people have said it's amnesty, there's a lot of enforcement there, not just border enforcement, but also enforcement at the workplace. And so it's important to know that you know, nobody's talking about just giving people a free pass and just, you know, continuing with the status quo. We want to fix the system. We realize that enforcement is part of it, and it needs to be part of it. And also the last part, you know, so is what you say, you know, the flags and all of that. These people are here because they're choosing to be here, because they love America, and they love what America has to offer. That's why they came. I bet you that if you ask anybody that has a Mexican flag if they want to go back to Mexico, they don't, and because they love this country, and I think they're doing their part to be part of America. And what's more American than, you know, trying to do the best that you can for your family?
Yeah, I don't see that there's any problem with that. I also see that things are economically tough, both in Mexico and in Latin America. And if people believe that they can feed their families and themselves, they're going to go where they believe that they can do that, the same as any of us would leave Colorado to go to Nebraska if we thought we could make more money than we're making here. Now, some people would say no, but the majority of us would go because we'd go for the money. And I think it also... important that this government and this country for once cast a critical eye on Mexico and Latin America as to what's going on there economically. And we have to look at NAFTA and CAFTA and all these things and reevaluate them.
Exactly. We also have to, of course, ask for, you know, that they also do something about it to improve the lives of their citizens so they don't have to come to the U.S. And I think that's also, you know, that's also very something important. And the other point I want to make is, I know people also talk about, you know, how much the immigrants contribute to the United States, but they also contributing to their country's economy, because
right,
as we know, they send lots of money every year to Latin America, to Mexico, and, you know, the way I see it, you know, they're also contributing that way. You know, they're helping their communities, they're helping their families, you know, so they can have a good life back home.
People get upset too if you bring up the fact that there are racist elements involved in this whole thing about not only illegal immigrants or undocumented workers, but also legal immigrants that they're out there skulking around, and people are in denial about that. Yet if you listen to a lot of what's said, tons of it has racial overtones.
Yeah, and, you know, nobody talks about, for example, the Irish undocumented immigrants, which are actually, it's a sizable population, especially in New York and Chicago, that you know, who are Irish and are also pushing for comprehensive immigration reform. But, you know, when you think of the undocumented, you just see somebody, you know, from Mexico, you know, and that's the stereotype. And, you know, of course, I think there is some racial connotations to the debate, and, you know, and it's fueled by people that, you know, keep on saying, you know, that Mexicans or people from Latin America don't want to assimilate, that they don't want to learn English, and so on. But, you know, I just want to ask them, have you talked to any kids of immigrants? And, you know, they all speak English.
That's right.
And, you know, and as a matter of fact, sometimes they don't even speak Spanish well. And by the time they're teenagers, they're having problems communicating with their parents. So, you know, it's that whole argument that immigrants don't want to assimilate, that they don't want to learn English. It's just, you know, the research has shown that it's just not true.
Yeah, the Pew Hispanic Research Center and others have documented that second and third generation of immigrants learn English, and that they want to be involved, and that they want to be part of what's going on, and that they don't want to stay isolated. And all you have to do is move somewhere that has a good immigrant population, and, you know, you talk to them, and they'll say, well, I mean, I speak English, but of course my mother sometimes has trouble, and my father does, and my grandfather, if, you know, the grandfather or grandmother's still alive, well, you know, forget it, but they're trying.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, there's so many stereotypes and so many of these myths that are perpetrated, and it's just, it's emotional, and it's anger-fueled, and it's crazy, and if we don't stop it, we're never, ever, ever going to work this out.
And I think it's important at this moment that we all realize that this is an opportunity for our country to tackle a very important issue, and it's probably one of the top issues that the U.S. is facing right now, and we have to fix it, and we have to fix it right, And that's why, a lot of people say, well, groups in Washington, they just want to give amnesty. That's not the point. The point is that we need to have a realistic solution. We can't, we can't just say, let's deport everybody or let's pretend, this is just going to go away. It's not. We have to deal with the fact that we have people that are living here in the U.S. We have 12 million of them. We have to somehow bring them out of the shadows. And we also have to talk about how are people going to come in the future. So we have to come to grips with that. And our government, our elected officials, they need to come up with a solution. They need to sit at the table and fix it and not just, keep on putting it off, because in the end, people are suffering, not just the immigrants, but also U.S. citizens, communities. Everybody's suffering under the system.
Yeah. Well said. I would agree. Thanks so much for your time this morning. It's really been great, and I just couldn't agree more. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vanessa.
Thank you, Jake.
All right. There's Vanessa Cardenas. She's director of ethnic media at the Center for American Progress, and it was really good to have her on. If you want to carry this further, 303-713-7600. I got this really bizarre story about a United States citizen and an illegal immigrant, and they try to get married, and what happens to them. And I'll talk a little bit about that coming up, too. Oh, you know what else I don't want to ignore? And I don't mind saying this on the air. I'm going to say it, because come hell or high water, I don't care. Mayor Hickenlooper wins overwhelmingly in Denver. Well, okay. First of all, nobody of any name with any campaign running against him. And second of all, you want to know something? I don't like him. I don't mind saying it. Well, now John's grimacing. I don't care. I don't like him. I don't like him. Hey, Mayor, okay? Fix the frickin' potholes. How difficult is it? And don't tell us it's going to take 20 years to get it done. Because that's BS. By the time you get around to fixing it or trying to fix it, it's going to snow again. You won by default because there was nobody running against you. Oh, what's his name? Who called us up and demanded to get on the air? What was his name? Who was he? We don't know who he was. He called up. Yeah, you got to let me on the radio. But that's like a really good approach on how to win friends and influence people. Oh, Hick, you're so popular. You're such a big Democrat. You're so popular. But, of course, you didn't run against anybody. There was nobody running. Okay? Hey, run this. I'm serious. I don't like them. Now, if he wants to call up here and suck up to me and go, okay, JG, I'm sorry you don't particularly care for me, that's fine. I'll talk to him. But right now, I don't care for him. And that election night thing, remember that, John? Was he a friendly guy? No. Everything's a joke, and he just excuses stuff away. And the public, I'll tell you something else, too. And this doesn't get reported. The employees who work for the city? They don't like him. They don't like him.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical.
a new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Mallmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
I've heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Our CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Now, through Saturday, at Joseph A. Bank, we're celebrating 102 years with our best items at the absolute lowest prices of the year. A huge selection of handcrafted sport coats, regularly $3.95, now $97. Select signature suits, regularly $6.95, only $2.77. Even select suit separates, jacket or pants, only $97 each. Plus, the entire stock of Poplin summer suits, an incredible $97. How about every cashmere sweater, $77? And all silk sweaters and Leadbetter golf pants, $27. The Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Our best items at the lowest prices of the year. Now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line Car Wash and detail. The grit is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
It's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll be challenging conservative Bruce Ledowitz on his new book, American Religious Democracy, Coming to Terms with the End of Secular Politics. Say what? In our Everything You Know Is Wrong segment, Maya Slavowitz is here on how the troubled teen industry cons parents and hurts kids. And always the best of the rest of the news, that and your calls, right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
27 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 67. Jay Marvin along with you. Yeah, we were just talking off the air. You know what we had to have an adopt a pothole contest, okay? This is how it would work. You could call in and tell us what pothole you want to adopt in the city, and then what we can do is we'll lobby the mayor, because, you know, he likes things like this. We'll lobby the mayor to designate that your official pothole until they fill it, which will probably be the year 2010 or 20.
I've already found a pothole I want to adopt. The C-470 exit from I-25 South.
That's not controlled by the city, I don't think. It has to be in the city.
It has to be in Denver.
It has to be in Denver, yeah, because, you know, in the mayor. Well, there's all this snow all over the place.
Well, wow, we could have, like, sledding and hot chocolate in the parks.
Never mind the snow removal.
I'll take that huge one at Evans and Broadway.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm going to see Howard Dean on May the 10th when he comes into town. I'm sure the hick will be there, so I'll have to confront him. Hi, Mayor. Jay Marvin. You suck. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to put it that way. Let's go to Martin in Denver. Martin, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Martin, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Martin.
Yes. I just think that Vanessa, she's so wrong about our culture, about us Mexicans. It's a... I come from a middle-class family, and we definitely my friends, all the persons that I know, they don't want to be here. They don't want to be away from their families. We need to be here. That's different. We're supporting our families from here.
Well, I think there's some who fall into that category, but I think there's others who genuinely really want to be here and want to be part of the system and want to be Americans.
Yes, I definitely think, but... this is not going to solve anything, and getting legalized, everyone, is just going to make it worse.
Well, how's it going to...
Personally, I'm third generation illegal.
Excuse me. How's it going to make it worse?
Yes, because this is not ending. And my grandpa, he came on a visa working, And my dad did the same, and that didn't stop for me being here.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Wait a minute. First of all, you failed to demonstrate to me how it's going to make it worse. And then let me say this, because I'm going to start trying this on the radio to see if this works. If I buy into your theory that it does make it worse, then if we have 12 to 13 million illegal immigrants here at the present time, including yourself, and this is a post-9/11 world in which we desperately need to find out who's here and why they're here.
Yes,
if we pursue them, then are they going to come forward or are they going to hide? And how are we going to find out who's here and why they're here?
Well, usually those people will come legal. They'll find the need. They got money. Us Mexicans, we just want to work. This is not terrorists or something.
Yeah, but we don't know. But excuse me, we don't know that.
I see your point.
So how are we going to find them? In other words, is it better to have people hide in the shadows, or is it better to offer them a path to legality in which they have to earn, so that therefore we have documentation and we have some idea of who's here and why they're here, or is it better to have them work in a shadow economy and in a shadow situation?
But how are you going to stop them from coming?
Well, that's a whole separate issue. That's a whole separate issue. How are you going to stop them from coming? I'll tell you how to stop them from coming. Number one, you lean on employers who provide jobs for people who come here illegally. And when I say lean on them, I mean you lean on them. Okay? That's number one. Number two, you strengthen the borders. And number three, you work out a system that if they want to come here and work, that they can do it legally and safely instead of doing what they're doing now, which is risking their lives to get here, because many of them die trying to get here. And by the way, if you're here illegally, what are you doing here illegally? Why don't you become legal? And if you can't become legal, why don't you leave?
I don't really want to be here.
Well, then go. Then get out. Then leave if you don't want to be here. Where do you want to go? Home? Where's home? Croatia?
You know, this is a totally different issue. And,
it's not a totally different issue. It's a serious issue.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
listen,
and,
if you don't like it here, and you don't want to be here, and you don't appreciate this country and all the fine things about it, then hey, pal,
then we'll become terrorists.
Well, you know what? I have no control over what you seek out to do in life. I only know this, okay? I only know this. You're sitting here telling me about Mexicans. You're sitting here telling me about all this stuff. And you know something? You're here, and you're not legal yourself. So why would you sit here and do this?
Issue while we're here. We had businesses and Mexico.
Well, you know what?
You know, NAFTA ruined everything. They just opened their big doors.
Oh, the Mexicans ruined
everything. That's why we're here.
Wait a minute. The Mexicans ruined everything?
No, Americans' policies.
Oh, we ruined everything? Then leave. Get the hell out then, if you don't like it. Matter of fact, tell you what I'll do. I make this offer to you. If you've got the guts and you've got the stones to back up what you're saying, I'll put you on hold. You give John Turk, who produces this show, you give him your address, okay, and your phone number, and I'll call you, and I will, out of my bank account, no money from the radio station, no money from anybody else, I will pay for you to go home.
You don't have to worry about that.
Because I don't want you here if you don't want to be here. I don't want you here if you don't want to be here. And I'm not going to allow you to sit here. And I'm not going to allow you to sit here and tell me that Americans ruin everything. You don't like it? Then get the F out. How about that?
We're not mad about America. That's one issue that I want to make clear. We're not mad about it. We think the policies ruin a lot of people's lives. And why this? You see a lot of immigrants coming now because of it.
Well, you know something? I'm not going to dispute that. I'm not going to dispute that, but I'm going to tell you something. And here's something you better learn. Here's something you ought to know, okay? All right? Here's something you better memorize. Memorize this. Inscribe it on your brain. If John Turk and I get into a discussion about what's wrong with America, that's okay because John and I are Americans. So we can call our baby ugly. You call the baby ugly, you're not an American. My first response is goodbye, leave.
Yeah, I do understand.
And you wouldn't like it if I did it with your country now, would you?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Then why are you doing it? To try to get me excited? Because if you succeeded.
I think that Mrs. Vanessa, if she had any political power at all, she should try different ways to approach the Mexican government or to approach a different policy, but this ain't going to fix anything. This ain't going to fix at all.
Then what's your suggestion? Oh, God, how do we unravel it, Martine? How do we do it? How about this? Why don't we all do it this way? Why don't you take the first step in unraveling it? Why don't you become legal or leave?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for agreeing. I thank you. I knew we could reach some kind of an agreement. Okay, I went way over the top there and got angry. But you know something? I love this country. And the last thing I'm going to do is have somebody who's here illegally tell me that this place is bad. I mean, then leave if you don't like it. You know? And I hate that when I get it from people who call me and say, everything in America is terrible, and I'm going to move to Barbados. Then, you know what? Good. Leave. But you know what? The rest of us are all going to stay, and we're going to try to fix things. Because we love our country, and we believe in our country. Right, Gina?
Right on, Jay.
And you know something? We're going to have our Adopt-a-Pothole contest.
Okay.
Where you two can have an official pothole named after you until His Benevolence, the mayor, decides to fix the potholes.
Okay.
Which will be never. Meanwhile, you'll call up work, and you'll say, I'm sorry, I can't make it this morning. And we'll say, why? Are you sick? No. I was driving down Colorado Boulevard, and my front axle is broken. My suspension has been destroyed because the roads are terrible.
They're really bad, but in all fairness, I don't think they have enough manpower to get around to all of them and fix them immediately.
Well,
they're working on it.
Well, just like they couldn't clear the snow?
I hear you. It is frustrating. I don't like it any more than you do.
All right, 7:37. Hey, you know what we should do? We should get Martine to run against the mayor. 7:37. This is Chicago at work. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour traffic. Go ahead.
All right. First major issue of the morning we've had on the highways have a multi-car wreck westbound lanes of 270 at Vasquez. So watch out there. We've got some fire units on scene as well now. Eastbound side, of course, is stacked up as usual along that same stretch. Westbound I-76, pretty tough toward I-25. And police are out directing traffic at 16th and Blake. Looks like the signals are down there in all four directions. So I would avoid that intersection or expect some pretty heavy delays. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high of 67. Currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Want your lawn to be the envy of the neighborhood? Pick up a bag of Colorado-made, organic-based, pro-rich turf food from the folk.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical. A new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Hey, don't talk to strangers. Take some time and teach your children about safety. Tell them how to get help when they're lost or in danger. Call 1-800-THE-LOST with any information about a missing child. This special reminder is courtesy of Mountain Cement Company in Denver. They're the professionals serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For service or an estimate, call 303-295-1940.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
the square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Mariska Hargitay for Safe Horizon.
You don't have to be a detective to spot the hidden warning signs of child abuse. Every day, 4 children die as a result of child abuse. Children often don't express their pain in obvious ways, but you can learn to identify a child who needs help. Trust your instincts. You don't need proof. If you suspect child abuse, call 911 and visit safehorizon.org for resources in your state. Every child deserves a life full of possibilities and free of violence.
To learn more, visit safehorizon.org.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ah, some more Nirvana. Courtney Love giving away all of Kurt Cobain's stuff. She's auctioning it off, actually. I'm going to give the money to charity. 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorm's high of 67. About a 40% if that happens, a chance. We're talking about illegal immigration and about what went on yesterday. I want to get this illegal immigrant story. 303-713-7600. Oh, and then let me read this instant message from John. Year 2010, Hickenlooper elected governor of Colorado. Jay Marvin is a distant memory. Well, John, I don't know if Hickenlooper will be elected governor. But why do you put 2010? Try 2008, or maybe 2007 and a half, or maybe this Friday at payday. And then, I'll send you this email, John. Worst winter blizzard hits Colorado ever. Interstates paralyzed and tied up. Mayor talks about sledding and hot chocolate. Jay Marvin laughs in Boulder City, Nevada, at the crap tables. Let's go back to the phones here. And we'll go to Stuart, who's been hanging on in Colorado Springs. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbor to the north. This is a momentous day, because me being a pretty tight conservative, I agree with you a whole 100%.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to lighten things up. I hope that doesn't wreck your day, but...
No, I don't care. Do anything you want to do.
Well, I'm a carpet installer, and this illegal immigration, I mean, I admire these guys because they work hard, but I know, I mean, contract out, and I see it all the time where there's one guy that appears to, you know, he's legal, he's a subcontractor, but then he's got a crew of 4 or 5 guys, and I know we can't pay him what I have to pay my helpers. And they, you know, they affect my bottom line because they'll
go
in.
Well, then he should be fined.
Oh, I agree, and that's what I love. Lean on these businesses because, you know, that is a crucial key, and you don't hear Republicans, and this is my criticism. It's like, you know, you don't hear Republicans talking about leaning on businesses and making sure that everybody who's on a job site is a legal, you know, resident of this country. And but they, you know, my solution, although far-fetched it is, is if they do find one of these guys who are working hard, providing for the families, go out and find some 25-year-old kid who's still living in his mom's basement, not really doing much anything. Send him back to the country where that illegal came from and give the illegal his legal status because he's actually contributing and doing good work. I mean, I don't have a bone to pick, and I try to actually be extra friendly to the guys who are mostly Hispanic here to say, hey, I don't got a beef with you. I mean, you may be here illegally, and I don't agree with that. But I see you working hard. I see you trying to do a good job and for a good day's work. And although I haven't had a pay increase per, you know, square yard in 10 years, it's still $350 after over 10 years. And part of that is because these big businesses are like, they can make, you know, they can do a whole house and pay a guy, you know, pay a crew the same amount they pay me, but they'll get it done in a day, and it's going to take me 2 or 3 days because I can't afford to pay 3 or 4 guys to go in and do it because I'm paying, you know, $7, $8, $9 an hour because that's a, you know, that's a decent wage for a helper.
Well, first, let me point something out to you, Stuart. And you need to take a really, really good, serious look at this, okay?
Sure.
The reason that Republicans and that the GOP will not go after businesses, and particularly large businesses, is because that's their constituency. That's where they get their money. That's where they get people who support them monetarily, which you have to have in order to run for office and hold power. They have combined that with the evangelical authoritarian right, and those folks have carrots dangled in front of them about gay rights, abortion, all those topics, and they go out and they do the groundwork. So if you're looking for them to do this, you're not going to get it out of them, because what they're really interested in, and go look at who contributes to them, go look where they get their money, what they're really interested in is they're interested in the top 5% in the country, and everything revolves around them. That's number one. Okay? Number two, as far as your theory about the kid, you know what? It's not illegal to be non-productive in America. That,
right.
That's kind of up to the parents. But as far as the people, as far as you're not getting a raise, and as far as you having to compete, I'm all for helping small business. I am all for helping small business. I am pro small business. And I think most people are pro small business. And often what ends up happening is that big business uses small business to advance breaks for themselves and for their arguments. We have been in this country for gazillion years, man, saying to people south of the border, want to come here? Want to earn a little money? We're not going to necessarily give you benefits, and you're not going to make as much as the people living here, but we'll pay you, and we'll pay you better than what you're making in your own country. We've been doing that for years. So we're not going to change this overnight, but the thing is, we can achieve change. We can make it happen. We just have to apply pressure in a number of areas, and stop taking people who are here trying to fill their stomachs and their wallets and making them out to be these evil, terrible people.
No, I totally agree. I mean, they're not bad people. It's just, I wish it was that simplistic. There's just so many issues. I mean, I look at politics, and it's like, okay, here's a range of issues that I'm concerned about, and which party is going to, you know, I got to prioritize, and it's like, okay, which party is more in line with what I believe? And there's nothing, certainly nothing perfect out there. This is one area that you're totally right. You know, big business, lines the GOP's wallet, and that's it, you know, that's the nature of the beast. And it gets frustrating, and then it's like, you know what? I can do what I can do, and that's, you know, maybe I'm not as optimistic, or maybe I've given up a little.
No, I think what you need to do is consider this in mind when you prioritize. Just make sure that when you vote, and make sure when you make your decisions, that you don't do it based on emotion and or that kind of an appeal, that you're careful that you don't vote against your own self-interests in the pursuit of something else. Think about what's good for you, but also think about what's good for your community, man, and also think about what's good for the United States, and don't get sucked into these emotional ploys where you end up, you know, voting against the interest of you, your family, and your community. Call me again, Stuart.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye.
7:50, 50 minutes after 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Rykoff coming up to talk about Iraq and the veto. Right now, Gina talks about traffic and potholes.
Thanks, Jay. Well, heavy stop-and-go conditions now along westbound lanes of 270 between Quebec and Vasquez. The culprit there is a multi-car crash that we've had right near Vasquez. Again, that's westbound lanes of 270, so that's the major hotspot right now. Of course, we still have police out directing traffic at 16th and Blake. Those signal lights down in all four directions, so please observe that as a four-way stop, of course, and I would try to avoid it altogether if you can. Weather outlook today, cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and a high of 67. Tonight, those storms clear out. We'll see some patchy fog north and east and a low of 46. Right now, mostly cloudy and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new ice lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for. And at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us. And you know, they were kind of right, because every weekend I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee. All at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. Available at the Home Depot. And please, follow directions on label.
Support for AM 760 comes from the independently owned DVD Stop in Lakewood, specializing in new and used movies and used games. Go to the DVD Stop at First and Wadsworth.
Can I give them a free plug? The DVD Stop rocks. They got good stuff. I've been there, I know. 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Your homeowner, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. Adjustable rate mortgages are going higher and higher, and less people now are able to get help they need because companies are cutting programs. But let me tell you something, the mortgage store is not doing that. You can cut your payments by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars every month. Right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives. The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process. It's important they have somebody who's going to work with you. Call the mortgage store. Stop taking risks with your family's biggest investment. Get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and your high-cost credit cards. Get one low payment with a fixed rate in the fives. Call the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
This Saturday and Sunday, celebrate culture at the 20th Annual Cinco de Mayo Festival at Civic Center Park. Come downtown and enjoy tons of great entertainment, vendors, and good food and drink. Live entertainment from Pride and Joy and the Groove Hogs. Thanks to Taco Bell, Long John Silver's, and Alvarado Creative.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
55 minutes after the hour, chance of a thunderstorm, high today 67. Hey, hip up to this. Barry Bonds, the San Francisco Giants, are coming back to town on May the 10th through May the 13th. And AM 760 wants to take you out to the ballpark. So go log on to AM760.net. Tell us how many total runs the Rockies will score in their away series versus the St. Louis Cardinals. And you can win tickets to watch a Rockies-Giants home game as Bonds gets closer to breaking Hank Aaron's home run record. I think I'll just log in as John Hickenlooper and guess 50 runs. Okay, let's get back on the phones here. We're talking about illegal immigration. Paul Rykoff coming up after 8 to talk about the veto, and we'll get a veteran's point of view. Here's Bob in Aurora. Bob, thanks for waiting. Go ahead. You're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How you doing? You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. You're very nice.
A guy that called it, and he started out with what was going on with immigration, then said he hated this country, but he's got to work here. Well, I think these guys are really missing the boat. If there's 20 million illegals, and if they became legal, what a voting block. I mean, if they understand this country and how the country operates, they have the power by becoming legal, becoming registered, getting in here, and look at the voting block that they would do.
Yeah, I think,
I mean,
they're
missing the point.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why people like Tom Tancredo and others fear them.
Well, you better believe it. You better believe it, unless it's they can help build his rec room.
I thought that was a roof on his house.
I don't know what it was. Keep up the good work. You're doing a great job, Jay.
You're the man.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Here's Heather in Fort Collins. Heather, hi. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, you know, we did choke off the Colorado River that supplied Mexico's water. And so I think that that may or may not have contributed quite a bit to the fact that they can't get jobs doing what they used to do because we took away their water. So I think in all fairness, we do have to look at that.
Well, how about looking at the idea that we should try to foster some decent distribution of the wealth there and some kind of economic opportunity so that people aren't drawn to leaving home. And before people out there go, oh, we can't do that. Why? We've done it all. We do it all over the world, including $20 billion down the drain in Iraq.
I agree. The other thing that I think is that I think that the administration is using illegal immigration right now as a smokescreen to cover up what's really going on in Iraq and to divert attention away from the more important issues. And I think that it's contributing to a lot of racism, because I think it's now in vogue to be racist against Mexican people, and
yeah.
I think it's terrible.
I think you're right, too, and I'll tell you something. If I'm a right-wing talk show host, I'd rather talk about...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. What now? That's the question President Bush and congressional leaders will be asking when they get together in a few hours. CBS's Cheryl Atkison tells us the president's veto of the war spending bill set the stage for some tough negotiations over an Iraq troop withdrawal deadline.
Don't expect the congressional leaders to come out of their meeting with President Bush with any firm plan or answers. They're going to spend the next few days, if not weeks, writing that and trying to sell it to their membership. Both sides have hinted they might accept a funding bill that does have benchmarks to ensure Iraq makes progress in key areas, but there would be no deadlines for mandatory troop withdrawals.
Anti-war groups are mustering for rallies today in Washington and other cities around the country. Nita Chaudhry is one of the organizers.
We want to make sure that Congress hears that the people are counting on them to stand strong and to stand up to the president.
American troops are still pouring into Iraq as part of the president's troop surge. Almost 4,000 have arrived this week to join the Baghdad security crackdown. The buildup is scheduled to continue into July. Homeland Security officials are trying to plug a visa loophole. CBS's Vicky Barker tells us why.
It is an uncomfortable fact that most of the UK's terror plots have involved British Muslims with ties to Pakistan. Now the US wants to make sure any such would-be terrorists don't export their campaigns to America. The British say the Americans should simply continue to deport any suspect travelers at US immigration. The Americans say that's not enough. The ultimate option, ending visa-free travel for British visitors to the US, the real possibility of the Brits doing the same to us.
An academic study of officiating in the NBA finds that white referees call more fouls on black players than whites, and black officials call more fouls against whites than blacks. But Wharton School professor Justin Wolfer says it may not be a case of blatant racial discrimination.
There's no hate here. These are people trying to do the best job they can and to officiate as fairly and unbiasedly as they can. So we think what's going on here is a form of implicit discrimination driven by an implicit bias.
And the league says its own study finds no bias. A nutrition group is promoting what it calls the Latin American diet. More whole grains and fresh fruits and vegetables, less processed foods.
Half of the plate should be fruits and vegetables. Then one-fourth of the plate should be their whole grains, which could be tortillas, it could be rice.
Spokeswoman Liz Mintz says the diet's aimed at fighting high rates of diabetes and obesity among Latin Americans. When John Mellencamp asked anti-war crusader Joan Baez to sing for recovering war veterans at Walter Reed Army Hospital, she said yes. Mellencamp claims he got a different answer from the Army.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Mellencamp tells RollingStone.com Army officials told him Baez wouldn't fit in. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 56 points. NASDAQ's up 11. This is CBS News.
Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Ellen.
Whoa, sounds like your twins are destroying your dwelling.
I know, you'd think I'd be yelling.
You must really be gelling.
Ellen, when you've got twin boys, you need to be gelling, gelling.
Are you gelling, gelling? Dr. Scholl's new and improved massaging gel insoles now have two kinds of gel for outrageous comfort guaranteed.
Gelling, gelling? That sounds compelling.
It's the only reason my eyes aren't welling.
Dr. Scholl's, are you gelling, gelling?
If you're living in a space that's too small or too large or too old or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early so your living space won't be too this or too that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. U.S. military says three more soldiers out of Fort Carson were killed yesterday after a bomb exploded in Iraq. That brings to 200 the number of troops from the Colorado Springs Post who have died there exactly 4 years after President Bush's mission accomplished pronouncement. To the surprise of absolutely nobody, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper will serve another term, easily winning re-election with only token opposition. The restaurateur defeating city employee Danny Lopez despite negative publicity surrounding an election fiasco and problems with snow removal last winter.
People don't expect you to be perfect. People don't expect you to have all the answers, but they expect you to work hard, they expect you to never quit, and they expect you to tell the truth. If you're, you know, if you messed up, get out there and say the places where you messed up.
Hickenlooper also had been criticized for last November's voting snafu that left thousands standing in long lines for hours. Sexual orientation and religion would be added to a list of things Colorado employers are not allowed to consider when hiring, firing, or making promotions. A bill approved by the State House now heads back to the State Senate to consider some changes, including allowing small religious organizations to give hiring preference to people who support their religious values. And the State Senate killing that bill that would have outlawed most cigar bars. Opponents say it went too far trying to regulate businesses. Some lawmakers introduced it because they feared traditional bars were calling themselves cigar bars to take advantage of that loophole in the statewide smoking ban. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we did have a wreck southbound 225 just north of Parker. Looks like it's been pulled out of traffic lanes. You may still notice a little slowing there. Westbound 270, still pretty heavy for us between I-70 and Vasquez. That was due to that multi-car crash cleanup. Eastbound side stacked up as well. And we're seeing delays on I-70 as a result of that crash. Westbound between 270 and Peoria, the usual congestion eastbound through the I-25 corridor. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 67. Currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Buy your next car your way at My Phil Long. My peace of mind means every new and pre-owned purchase includes no charge oil changes for 2 years or 24,000 miles, plus a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee. Learn more at MyPhilLong.com.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn Mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work, hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride, easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And I don't know, 67, that's not going to be too bad, but we do have a chance of thunderstorms. Let me introduce you to a guy who I have an immense amount of respect for. I thank him for being on this program and taking time out of his busy schedule. And he's written a wonderful book called Chasing Ghosts. It's published by Penguin. It's now available in paperback. Get out to the tattered cover or wherever it is that you purchase your reading material and make sure you get this book. And I'm talking about Paul Rykoff. He's a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom and the executive director and founder of IAVA, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. IAVA is the country's first and largest Iraqi veterans group. You can check them out at IAVA.org. They are nonpartisan. They are a nonprofit organization headquartered in New York City. Paul, welcome back to the show, and thanks, man, because I know you're in heavy demand, and I appreciate you being on the program.
No, thank you. Good morning. I appreciate it anytime. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to have you on, too. Okay, yesterday was the fourth anniversary of Mission Accomplished. Yesterday was also the vetoing of the funding bill. You've heard all the arguments pro and con. As a veteran and as somebody who's been there, give us your thoughts.
I think when it comes to the veto, my first thought is disappointment. Disappointment in the leadership that they can't work out a deal here. And I think the president definitely bears most of the blame here, but the Democrats have their share as well. And it's kind of this political game of chicken where they're waiting to see who's going to blink first. Ultimately, the sticking point is this timeline. And somebody's going to have to give here. So I feel like we're going to have this struggle back and forth until the late summer when either the Democrats are worried about looking weak by not funding the war, or the president's going to lose enough Republicans and they have enough votes to override the veto. So I think we're going to go through this struggle for the next couple of months while our guys are dying on the ground in Iraq. And it's just really disappointing because we can get along in the military. I don't know why the president can't show some leadership here and try to cooperate and work with his political opponents.
Now, Senator Mitch McConnell has said that they might be open to the idea, Republican senators, they might be open to the idea of benchmarks for the Iraqi government. Would that be an acceptable compromise, do you think?
It's fine by me, and I think ultimately they may accept those benchmarks, especially people like Norm Coleman, who are vulnerable in re-election campaigns in 08. So I think you'll see people start to defect from the Republican Party. Benchmarks are not that big of a deal. I really don't see the rhetoric as holding any weight here. Everything I've ever done in the military had a timeline. We had an end state, at least a time frame. So you knew when you were going to be done, how many resources to allocate. General Eaton, who commanded in Iraq, was on television yesterday. I thought he was very effective in making that point. And this idea that we can't tell the enemy when we're going to be doing something is ridiculous. We had basically a countdown to kickoff when we did the invasion. We've told everybody about the surge. We've told them how many troops were surging. Bush even went on TV and showed where the 24 downtown military outposts are in Baghdad. So I think it's really, you know, a false rhetoric for them to say that we can't articulate some kind of a timeline with benchmarks.
How do you go to the American people, number one, and then number two, how do you go to family members who have got loved ones who are in the Middle East and in Iraq, and then how do you go to the troops serving there and tell them that right now, the way it stands, we have an open-ended commitment? How do you get away with that?
That's a good question. I don't think the president's getting away with it anymore. And I think you've also got to think about the Iraqi people here. I think some of the friction we have in Iraq is due to the fact that many people, Iraqi people on the ground, think we've got plans to be there forever. So ultimately, this has really come down to an issue of saving face. You know, are we going to go in deeper here, or are we going to start to pull people out? And I think at some point the president's going to have to give. He can still leave 100,000 there, but we've got to show some kind of movement to show that we are coming home, we're not staying forever, and that he's being receptive to the will of the American people. I think the American people want us out. I don't think they've agreed on what timetable or how fast, but they want to see some kind of political movement. They want to see us starting to draw down, and he's getting on an island. I think he's getting smaller every day.
There's all this referencing to politicians in Washington, D.C. micromanaging our effort and fooling with the military. What do you make of that?
Well, I love how President Bush talks about politicians as if he's not one of them. I mean, he's a politician, too. He always kind of pushes this off on everyone in the House and Senate, but he's, you know, the most famous politician in the world right now. So I think that's a, you know, just a tactic on his part politically. But as far as the micromanagement, I mean, we haven't been really micromanaging this war. I think they've given the commanders everything they've asked for throughout. This surge is going to happen. We've got to remember that, too. I think what they're trying to do is put some limits on the president and put some limits on the Iraqi people, and I don't think that's a bad thing. We've got to try to set up some kind of a situation that creates ramifications and some kind of accountability if the Iraqis don't do what they tell us they're going to do. And we've got to have plan B when they just don't do it at all. Everybody assumes the Iraqis are going to stand up. We've got to have a plan B if they don't. And I think that's really where we've fallen short in the political and on the military side.
8:13 minutes after 8 here on the AM 760. Hold on, Paul. I'm losing my voice.
That's all right, man. Hang in there.
There we go. Okay, I got it. That happens occasionally. You brought up Plan B. I was talking about this earlier this morning. If we went to the people who say we have to stick this out, we have to support the surge, we have to do all of this stuff, if we went to them and said, okay, here's the deal. We'll buy that logic, we'll stand behind it, but what's your plan if the surge doesn't work? There doesn't seem to be anything out there. What's the plan? I don't see one. Do you see one?
No, that's an excellent point. And I went on CNN last night with a guy named Owen West who wrote an interesting op-ed in the New York Times yesterday saying that politicians should support the surge. And I don't necessarily agree with all of what he's saying, but he brought up an important point, and that's the disconnect between our military leadership and our political leadership. Early on, the political leadership didn't recognize the reality on the ground that our military folks did. And now they seem to recognize it, but they're not always in cooperation with the military. A lot of folks in the military do want to see the surge go through, and I think it's probably going to go through. We've also got to accept that it's an incomplete solution to the security problem. It's not enough of a surge, and even if it was, it's probably too late. But Plan B is the most important issue. We've got to say, okay, if this is our last shot, let's say Congress does get behind the surge, what are we going to do if it doesn't work? And we can't live in this la-la land world where we hope things are going to happen instead of planning for the event that they don't. I think that's what's gotten us into this mess, and I'm very disturbed to hear McCain and Giuliani and others kind of pass the buck on this and not really address what we're going to do if the Iraqis don't stand up. Because I'm not putting any money on them and their ability to stand up and control the security situation. We've got the most powerful military in the world, and we can't control the security situation. So I think it's a little unrealistic to think the Iraqis are going to stand up in the next couple of months and become some kind of super fighting force.
I don't think they have the ability to stand up. And you know something? I don't think they have the will to stand up either. That's two things. And then this morning when I was driving in, I was thinking about this whole Plan B situation, about the idea that there's nothing out there in the future. So in the end, what does the administration, what do these supporters of this whole effort and the surge, what do they expect the rest of us to think if they don't provide anybody with any kind of alternatives about what to do?
Well, I think they better expect to be out of office, because I think this is the last straw. I mean, they keep saying, give us one more chance. You know, after we catch Saddam, things are going to turn around. After we have a constitution, things are going to turn around. After we have an election, things are going to turn around. After the surge, things are going to turn around. The American public's fed up. They're tired of giving these folks second and third, fourth, fifth chances. President Bush has spent all his political capital, and people don't trust him anymore. And that's a sad state for our military on the ground, but it's a reality we have to face. So his credibility is shot here, and he has an obligation to try to pull all the smart people in this country in a room. Get Colin Powell, get General Zinni, get Schwarzkopf. Where the heck is he? Get them all in a room, and let's start figuring out how exactly we're going to get out of there so we don't have some kind of half-cooked plan like we did on the way in.
I had a guy who's over there, I'm not going to say where, but he used to listen to me when I was on the air in Chicago, and he lived in downstate Illinois and could hear me. He's in the National Guard, and he's over there. He's got, he thinks, about 21 months left to go, but he doesn't know what's going to happen in the future, and He's dedicated to his job. He works 7 days a week because they really don't get time off. But he says things are so messed up and so wrong, and that there are people there who from American companies that are carting off barrels of money, and that the whole thing is just a mess, and he's frustrated. And he will sometimes tell me, I just can't wait to get out of here. Not that he doesn't do his job, because he does do his job. You know, he works hard. But he's just frustrated by the whole thing. Do you hear that?
I do. I hear it a lot, and I'm in contact with men and women over there on a regular basis, and I talk to people as soon as they get off the plane to try to get a sense of what's happening from the latest news, and they are frustrated. And I think this is part of the problem that I have, and I write about this in my book. I think that in many ways we're setting our military up for failure. You're asking your military to accomplish something that is beyond their scope. And I say this all the time. It's like asking your plumber to fix your television. They can get part of it right, but it's not what they were trained to do. It's not what they're supposed to do. So we keep saying there's no military solution to this problem. Even the president says it now. But you're asking our military to do everything over there. And unless you start issuing them magic wands,
they're not going to be able to fix all the problems. And it does create an incredible amount of frustration, and it's really going to hurt our military long term, because people are going to get out. They're going to leave. Our retention numbers are going to start to go down. Recruiting is already very fragile. They met their numbers, but it's after lowering expectations ridiculously. So over the long term, we're really going to endanger our national security. We're going to weaken our military, and it's going to have an overflow potential far beyond what's happening in Iraq right now.
He just indicates to me that one of the frustrations that he has is that they don't see any end game. They don't understand. It's like, okay, where are we going, and what are we supposed to expect in 6 months to a year?
Yeah, you've got to think about it this way. You've got 21-year-old specialists and sergeants who have done 3 tours already, and they have kids and they have wives and husbands, and in the next year or two, they're probably going to have to tell their family, sit down with their kids and explain to them that they're leaving for the 4th time. I mean, these people are going to be gone such a huge amount of time over and over again. First of all, it's unfair. You know, while they continue to sacrifice and everybody else is watching American Idol and shopping, but it's unsustainable. These people can't do this forever, and we're abusing our military. We're running our people into the ground, and it's really going to break down. And it's just ridiculous to assume we can keep sending these folks back over and over again without having them make mistakes and without having them wear down. It's really just almost criminal to see what they're doing to our people in the military.
All right, 2 more questions, because I know you got stuff to do today, and I'm keeping you for a long time, but these are 2 important things I want to touch on. One, where are we on the health care issue now as compared to where we were, or has this just sunk out of the headlines and that's it, or is something actually being done?
You're talking about the veterans' health care.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think we have made some progress. There is an upside to the Walter Reed scandal. I mean, we've seen movement in Washington that's been at such a rapid pace, I never thought I'd see it. I got to tell you that honestly, and you've been having me on for years. But in the last couple of weeks alone, we've seen more movement in Congress on veterans' issues than we did in the past 6 years. This supplemental that we're talking about now has $1.8 billion in there for veterans' health care, PTSD, TBI, traumatic brain injury, claims processing, $30 million for a new polytrauma center. There's also about $1.7 billion in there for active duty Department of Defense health care, which is good. So that comes into play here with the veto as well. But you got to give the new Congress credit. They just passed the biggest VA budget increase in over 70 years. It was about $4 billion more than the president asked for. So it's going to take a while for that money to get down. We're still going to need accountability. But we saw some real movement and some exceptional movement in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, that's great news. Okay, then the other thing, for all of us, if we could do one thing to show ultimate support for the troops, what would you recommend?
Get involved in veterans' issues. Take care of veterans. I mean, you don't have to support this war to support the veterans coming home. And if you look at the way things are laid out, it's even 2 separate funding streams. You got the Department of Defense, which for the most part funds the war, and then you've got the VA, which takes care of these folks when they come home. And the VA is cracking. Walter Reed is just the tip of the iceberg. And we need people in the next couple of weeks and next couple of years to really drill down on these local candidates, these congressional candidates, these mayoral candidates, and the presidential candidates, to ask them, what specifically are you going to do to take care of the 1.6 million people who've been through Iraq and Afghanistan? The Republican debate is going to be tomorrow night, and that's the question I have. What are you going to do the best? Everybody talks about what we're going to do to send them over, what we're going to do while they're over there, but what are you going to do when they come home? And that's the question everybody can be asking, every local and national leader, for the next couple of years. Absolutely critical.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much for your time. I mean, to me, you're all about what an American is, and I thank you for being on. And I urge everybody to get Chasing Ghosts. It's a wonderful book. It's now out in paperback. Go to IAVA.org to get further involved, or go to PaulRykoff.com. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, as always, Jay. We always appreciate the time, and thanks for standing behind us, man. We appreciate it.
Well, we love you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Paul Rykoff. What a great guy. And knows what he's talking about. Check out IAVA.org if you care, and I certainly hope that you do. And I haven't given up the idea about the flag at half-mast for Coloradoans killed in Iraq. It's the end of the legislative session now, so it's hard to get anything done, and the governor's tied up. We have put in requests to get him on, but he's tied up, so we have to wait for that. I haven't given up that idea, and I haven't given up the idea of the American flag stickers either. We're working on that, and that's going to come in the near future. And
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Ash Radio.
Hope it rains. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. John's not going to be here on Monday. So I said, well, listen, where are you going to be on Monday? Playing golf. Well, hope it rains. I'm not going to be here on Tuesday. Guess where I have to be?
Doctor?
No.
Where you got to be?
Jury duty.
Fine.
I hope you're stuck there all day.
Well, I don't care if I am. It's my job as a citizen, and by golly, I'm going to do it. Hey, greyhounds are not only one of the fastest dogs. They also have the largest hearts. That's literal. It's true. They do. They have the largest hearts. And when running at top speed, the greyhound's heart can circulate fully all its blood for 4 or 5 times in a 30-second period. Can you imagine that? And I love greyhounds. And we used to have a miniature greyhound. And I would love to have a full-grown greyhound. But, man, where do you get the room for those dogs? Right? Particularly as much as Mary and I move, but greyhounds are beautiful dogs. And whether you have a greyhound or whatever kind of animal dog you've got, if you love your dogs, the way Mary and I love Coco and Jackson, who just crack us up every minute of the day, then you got to feed them good food. And that's one of the reasons why we feed them Purina One. And if you've got a puppy, proper nutrition for a puppy, I mean, it's vital to growth and development. And because of their size and rapid growth rate, large breed puppies have additional nutritional needs, and that's why there's Purina One Large Breed Puppy Formula. It contains natural sources of glucosamine to help support joint health and mobility. It's designed to help large breed puppies grow at a normal rate while developing strong bones and joints. So if you want to see the difference for yourself, from large breed puppies to senior dogs, there's Purina One Formula that's just right for your pet. All you got to do is call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today for the Purina One Challenge. And you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
the square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix.
Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Mariska Hargitay for Safe Horizon.
You don't have to be a detective to spot the hidden warning signs of child abuse. Every day, 4 children die as a result of child abuse. Children often don't express their pain in obvious ways, but you can learn to identify a child who needs help. Trust your instincts. You don't need proof. If you suspect child abuse, call 911 and visit safehorizon.org for resources in your state. Every child deserves a life full of possibilities and free of violence.
To learn more, visit safehorizon.org.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta. It's the 20th annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park on Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th. Don't miss out on authentic Mexican cuisine, mariachi music, and live entertainment. Stop by the AM 760 tent on Saturday to meet Jay Marvin and on Sunday to meet the Colorado Crush Girls. For more information on all the weekend's festivities and highlights, log on to AM760.net. Celebrate culture at Cinco de Mayo with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:29, 29 minutes after 8. 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 67. Ooh, Neil, good music. Okay, hey, you want to go see Tom Hartman? You can go see Tom Hartman absolutely free. He'll be here May the 17th. He's doing a show from Boulder, the Boulder Theater. And all you have to do to get tickets is just come down here during business hours. And we're located on South Monaco Street, that's off Bellevue, off I-25, or go to our satellite location, which is in Mike's Camera Building, on Pearl, and ask for free tickets. And you can go watch the broadcast live. They're absolutely free. All right, let me read a letter that a guy sent me. Jay, good show in general. I'm very glad you guys have a show here to balance off the other media. In my opinion, this Bush disaster couldn't have been sold to America without the near-total right-wing domination of talk radio the last 20 years. However, talk radio has been dominated by right-wing elements for the last, by conservative talk show hosts for the last 20 years. But it used to be, years ago, it used to be that liberals and conservatives could work together on the same radio stations. That's now changed. The recent turn in Colorado politics can be attributed as much or more to balancing out that stuff as anything. There is an illegal problem for sure, but I wish progressives wouldn't fall into the GOP Rove framing traps of giving this issue huge airtime. I think they started this to energize their base after Katrina for 2006 elections, especially since waiting for black on white riots in didn't work, and to create another vote theft distraction. All illegals vote to Democrat. GOP money bags need to the cheap labor to keep wages down, which is why the GOP Congress never passed anything. I can't. Talk radio blew it up, and it's gotten away from them a bit, but the hate groups are rallying now. And P.S., we could learn a lot more from people like Martine if you would listen a bit more. Well, Paul, see, I, in all due respect, I think you're historically wrong here. This illegal immigration problem has been starting to boil for quite a while, and it's not a GOP Rove tactic. It's a problem that faces the country that's legitimate that we have to come to grips with and figure out because we're being hurt by it, and it has nothing to do with Rove and the GOP, and we should talk about it, and I don't do that many shows on it. I occasionally touch on it, and I have the last 2 days, but it's not something I do every single day. And then the last part, we could learn more from people like Martine if you would listen a bit more. Well, that's all well and good, Paul, but see, the problem there is, number one, the guy's here illegally, which is not right. And then number two, sit there and tell me that you don't like America? Well, you don't like it, leave. Get the hell out. I mean, I'll say it again. If you and I have a discussion about what's wrong with this country, that's one thing. But if you're here illegally, and I ask him why he didn't plan on getting legal, and you're here illegally, you have no input. That's number one. And then number two, you say you don't like it? I mean, that's the biggest issue. Maybe I'm wrong on the first point, because everybody ought to be free to speak their minds. Doesn't make a difference whether you're legal or illegal. But you tell me you don't like it here, well, then, you know, goodbye. Because I happen to think this is a pretty great place. Do we have problems? Yes. But I think they're problems we can fix. We just have to dig in and get it done. And for me, that's what makes the sunrise every single day. Is the idea that in some little small way we can make a difference. So that and rooting for the Flying Lizard motor team. Those two things make the sunrise. Oh, and also to come in here every single morning and torture John Turk. It's 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Right, Gina? If you don't like this country, you can leave. Right, Gina?
I absolutely agree.
So therefore, I judge that people like Tom DeLay, Bill O'Reilly, and the rest of those people do not like America because they're anti-American, so they can leave.
Absolutely, but that goes for the left wing, too. Alec Baldwin and Barbara Streisand and all those people that threatened they were going to leave the country if Bush got elected.
Well, then they should leave if they don't like it. But I've never heard Barbara Streisand say she didn't like America. Have you ever heard her say that?
I don't know that she said that. But
I mean, I don't think she acts in an anti-American manner. She contributes to the political system, and we're all free to do that.
Hey, I love her as an artist.
Well, I won't go that far. I'm not going that far. People. Hootie people. Are the luckiest people.
It's a chick thing.
In the world. No, I know guys who like her.
Really?
Yeah. John Turk likes her.
Stop.
Man, her and Yentl was my absolute favorite.
See? And I like Alex Baldwin. He's just... But you know something? He's... You know what, though, Gina? Alex Baldwin is no more over the top in the political statements that he makes as compared to people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, Bill O'Reilly, Hugh Hewitt. I mean, I could just keep going on and on. I mean, look at some of the Glenn Beck. Look at some of the irrational, crazy
Oberman?
Well, okay, if you think Oberman's over the top, then you're going to have to show me where he is. Where's he over the top?
I'm just saying, let's be fair.
I am being fair.
Very outspoken.
No, there's a difference between being outspoken and being over the top.
Well.
Okay, getting on the air and playing a song called Obama the Magic Negro, which Limbaugh does every single day, that's a little bit different than getting on the radio and saying, here's my feeling about the current foreign policy. Getting on the radio and saying that Hillary Clinton is, and using the B word, is a lot different than getting on the air and saying, I believe Alberto Gonzalez is in over his head. And you know I'm right. Okay. Well, because it's right. That's true. Or saying that people like myself and others are traitors. And that if you vote Democratic, we'll have another 9/11. That's like saying, okay, you know what? There's a monster at the door. And only we're capable of killing the monster. Meaning the GOP. Not true. Everybody can kill the monster. All right. We can't kill traffic. As much as we would like to, and we hope that no one gets killed in traffic. But potholes or no potholes, how's the drive?
Not too serious. We did have a problem. Peoria to westbound I-70, that's the latest issue there. Northbound 25 at 58th, crash cleanup there toward downtown. And we had one on the ramp, southbound 25 to eastbound I-70. Biggest issue has been these westbound lanes of 270 between I-70 and Vasquez. We had a earlier multi-car crash. It's being cleared up, but we still have a lot of stop-and-go traffic along that stretch. So just be prepared. Weather today, we're going to see a lot of clouds, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high of 67. Currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very...
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. a new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Mallmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99, or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone, password, MUSIC.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
I've done a lot. I was an art director. I had an internet website, and then I became a yoga teacher.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Then I started teaching people cooking, moved to India, taught yoga, taught cooking.
Her Match.com username is LaSerene7, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
9 News at 9 on My 20.
Wait, I only counted 5 reasons.
Let's see. Professional, earlier, yeah. Kathy.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
The send button. It's your last chance, your final check. Is that an email you really want to send? You may think it's funny, maybe a bit rude, but what about the person who receives it? How will they react? And what if it's forwarded on? Will someone, anyone, find it inappropriate? Now, meet 17 teachers and staff members who were fired.
I just can't believe they call it pornography.
Watch their story, then decide if you still want to hit send. Tonight on 9 News at 10...
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter.
Now, that's for Gina.
Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Hey, 41. 41 minutes after the hour.
If someone takes a spill,
chance of thunderstorms. High today, 67. Thanks so much for being here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get your Tom Hartman tickets. They're going quickly. You want to see them at the Boulder Theater? Maybe you'll bring Barbara Streisand. Just kidding. Anyway, you can get those tickets. Coming up next hour, we're going to have on R&B legend, and a guy who recorded for Atlantic Records, Solomon Burke. And there's going to be a PBS special on tonight. I believe it's on Channel 6. I've got my TiVo set to get this. And it's going to be about the founding and also about Atlantic Records. Solomon Burke is going to talk about that. And we don't have much time with him, so we'll try to get out as much of him. As much out of him as we possibly can, but he's recorded with people like the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Derek Trucks, all kinds of folks. This guy is really, really versatile. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001, and he is also a really good country singer as well. And you go to his website, and you can check this out. Now, this thing on PBS is under the American Masters series, so go to pbs.org/WNET/American Masters, and that's tonight on PBS. So do me a favor, because I can't remember the time, so do me a favor and go check and find out. Oh, John's going to go find out what the time is. Okay. But best thing to do is go check that. And if you don't have a chance to see it because you've got something else going on, then what I would do is I would definitely TiVo it. Okay. 303-713-7600. And there's a number of stuff. It's at 9 o'clock tonight, our time. So there's a number of stuff we haven't covered. There's an article this morning in the Rocky, a little short news story. I'm going to run this one by you, too, because a war veteran settled a house quarrel yesterday over whether Iraq is a civil war or part of a global war on terrorism. I'm reading here from the Rocky. The debate began in the morning when Representative Mike Serbo, I think is his name, is a Democrat from Denver, opposed the wording in a Senate bill, that's Senate Bill number 86, which would create a War on Terror Fallen Heroes Memorial for service members killed in the War on Terror, including those who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. Serbo said the conflict in Iraq is a civil war and not part of the War on Terrorism. We're just buying into the myth that that was propagated when we got involved in this civil war, and I don't think we should propagate it any further, said Serbo. Initially, the House adopted an amendment by Serbo that struck the phrase "during the war on terrorism" from one line in the bill. But later in the day, Representative Joe Rice, who's a good guy, a Democrat from Littleton, he's an Army Reserve officer. He's been to Iraq, by the way. He served two tours there. He joined Republican sponsors in requesting a roll call vote challenging the amended bill. Rice urged Democrats to include Iraq conflict as part of the fight against terrorism, noting that the military presents a global war on terrorism campaign medal to troops who serve in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other theaters of operation. Serbo's amended version of the bill was then defeated 37-24, and Frank McNulty, that was like a bad slip. And I didn't mean that to happen. I apologize. Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch, the Republican, thanked Rice. Okay, so who's right on this? And I hate to, in this case, pit Democrat against Democrat, or, well, but it doesn't make any difference. Party affiliation doesn't make any difference. Who's right on this? What do you call this thing? Do you call it the global war on terror? Do you call it a civil war? Do you call it an occupation? I get emails from people all the time who take me to task for all three of these things. Because it seems to me that nobody out there can agree on what to call this. Some people call it a civil war. I would call it a civil war. Other people, like the administration and others, call it the war on terrorism. And then I get some people who call me and say, well, it's an occupation. So the question I guess I'm asking here is, what do you call it? What is acceptable? And does Representative Mike Serbo of Denver, does he have a point that it's a conventional wisdom and or talking point to say that Iraq is part of the war on terror when there are a lot of us sitting out here who believe that that's not what it's about, that the war on terror is like a whole separate issue and that they're not co-joined and that they never were. And that we keep hearing that over and over again, but the fact is it's not true. So do you feel like it's a civil war? Do you feel like it's an occupation? I don't like the term occupation either. I'm uncomfortable with that, and I don't know why I'm uncomfortable with it. But I think being stuck in the middle of a civil war is more accurate. Because you got Sunnis against Shia, and that's the majority of the violence right there. And then the estimates show that the terrorists, or outside insurgents, or whatever you want to call them, most informed folks note that to be about 7 to maybe 8% of who's doing the violence. So I'm really interested in what label you'd want to apply to this. Because I get emails all the time about this topic. 303-713-7600. Or is it just nitpicky to get into this, and the best way to characterize this is just to say it's a war? I'm interested in what you think about this. I'm interested in what you call it. What do you call it when you talk to your friends? Do you call it a war? What do you call it? Do you call it an occupation? Do you call it a civil war? I call it a civil war when I talk to my friends. you are my friends. I call the Civil War in front of you. And sometimes I say it's a war, too, because I believe that it is. But you tell me what you think you want to call it. 303-713-7600-848. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jace. Still several problem collision hotspots that are plaguing the commute. Watch out for that one northbound I-25 as you approach 58th. Couple of vehicles there that are holding up traffic. We also had one on the ramp from southbound 25 to eastbound I-70. And still seeing a lot of heavy traffic westbound lanes of 270 between I-70 and Vasquez. That was from that earlier collision. We had multi-cars involved in it. Weather outlook today looks like it's going to be cloudy. More scattered afternoon thunderstorms today with a high of 67. Tonight, those storms will clear out. We'll see some patchy fog in the north and east and a low of 46. Currently, mostly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Step into the winter zone at the new Century Casino in Central City and be one of the lucky contestants selected at 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Friday to play our punch.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy still. But, oh man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, scratching, licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time. It drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway. The radio commercial comes on.
Hair just started falling off. He had the bloody hot spot. A really, really bad shedding problem.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person was living with my dog, Olive. And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to Dynavite.com. Dynovite.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back on her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest because the house is cleaner. DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
Tire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's gebauto.com. Saab, born from jets.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living. In only 8 months of working at home with homebiz1.com, she now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Because of HomeBiz1.com, she makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to homebiz1.com.
Order your free exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to homebiz1.com right now.
That's homebiz, the number one.com.
8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. No bull, I'm just going to shoot it to you straight. People come up to me all the time. They ask me about Rocky's Autos because I'm closely associated with them, and that's fine with me. They are my friends, and Mary and I have gotten great deals out there. But they'll always ask me about this. They'll always ask me about Rocky's Autos. Okay, here's what I tell them. One, you want to save money? Rocky's is the place to go because they got a huge selection of clean late model used vehicles, including 07s. They have a matching down incentive going on. It's another way for you to save money. They've got great people there. I always recommend that you go see Tom and Marv Alshear. I always recommend you see Spanky Herrera. I always recommend that you see Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and my buddy Adolf and my buddy Juan working out there. All of the folks at Rockies are good, and I have a tendency sometimes to leave out the names. But get out there and see them and see what they have and see if there's something for you. And they have virtually a ton of vehicles. Go to RockiesAutos.com and see it for yourself. They've got great hours. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you can see online what it looks like by going to RockiesAutos.com. Rocky's Autos, I don't know of a better place to go. Do I have a car I bought at Rocky's Autos? Yes, Mary and I have a car that we got at Rocky's Autos. As a matter of fact, Mary picked it out. So Rocky's Autos is the place to go. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You get out there. You get out there and you don't find anything, well, there's no crime, there's no penalty, there's no harm. But if you want a good selection and you want to deal with good people and you want to save money, then you want to go to Rockies.
Attention, all men and women in the greater Denver area considering LASIK. If you're above age 21 and have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, you may qualify for a LASIK clinical study now underway at Spivak Vision Center. Leading eye surgeon Lawrence Spivak is currently conducting a clinical study on new FDA-approved bladeless LASIK technology. All respondees to this limited clinical study will receive a comprehensive eye evaluation to determine their candidacy. Participants will receive a complimentary upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. Also included is the Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. This study is extremely limited and will be concluded in May. For more information or to see if you qualify, please call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Oh, yeah.
A worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind.
You read that interview with Bob Dylan and the 40th anniversary issue of Rolling Stone? It's great. It's really good. Check it out. 8:55, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Slight chance of, more than a slight chance, about a 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high today of 67. All right, what do you want to call this? You want to call it a war? You want to call it the war on terror? You want to call it occupation? You want to call it civil war? You tell me. Here's Steve in Nebraska. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. There's no doubt in my mind that we're fighting terrorists. Anyone who set off roadside bombs, killed innocent people, set off bombs in malls. What would you call it? Those are terrorists. Those people have no value of life. Their only goal is to kill. And it's just sickening to me that the Democrats want to, you know, enable them by squabbling over every little thing, just like this, calling it a war on terror or occupation, whatever. Oh, I have friends, I have family that are serving over there. And they put them in danger.
All right. First of all, I'm going to tell you in a very calm manner that I have friends there, too, and that I would put my efforts and my wife's efforts, Mary and our efforts, to support the troops up against yours any day of the week. And I resent you saying that because my viewpoint is different than yours, that I'm endangering them. Hold on. You called me, and I let you talk. Excuse me. You called me, and I let you talk. Now, let me finish.
Okay.
All right? And there's no doubt what's going on over there. There's no doubt that that's unconventional warfare. As a matter of fact, that's one of the problems that we face, and it's one of the problems that this administration has failed to read since the beginning when they denied that this was even starting, and then it did start, and was starting and was building. But the fact is the majority of the violence that's going on there, other than what's going on against us, is Shia against Sunni. That would be similar to North against South. What would you label that?
Are they still using suicide bombs, et cetera.
I'm not disputing that. But what would you say? If two sides in a country are fighting against each other, what would you call that?
It's still, as you said, a very small portion of
The outside, the outside terrorists. The outside terrorists, which is Al Qaeda, is only 7 to 8%. The majority of the violence is going on between Sunnis and Shia. Do you have a problem recognizing that, or I don't know.
I don't.
Okay,
have
so
a problem
what?
Recognizing.
All right, so what would
and
you
I,
call that?
I am, and I did not mean to belittle you,
but you did.
Democrat.
Well, you
it
did, and I'm tired of
our
it.
Our Democratic representatives and senators.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Our people in danger.
Yeah. Okay. You know something? Just like your chest thumping buddies who have a lousy VA and a lousy veterans voting record, okay, who don't give a damn about them when they get home. They just want to throw them out there to die. Goodbye. You know, don't question me. How dare you?
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The lowest prices of the year, now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs, now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. On Capitol Hill, the House has begun the debate on the president's veto of the Iraq War funding bill.
If the president truly wants to bring our mission to a just conclusion, he should work with Congress instead of simply vetoing our funding bill as he did.
But Democrats like New Jersey's Donald Payne lacked the votes for an override in both the House and Senate. President Bush, who said the bill with its troop withdrawal plan was a timetable for failure, meets later with congressional leaders. CBS's Peter Mayer joins us live from the White House. Peter, is there hope for some kind of compromise?
Well, Steve, there has to be some middle ground eventually, but it won't happen anytime soon. In a speech this morning, the president accused Democrats of trying to force what he described as a precipitous withdrawal.
If we were to leave Iraq before the government can defend itself, there would be a security vacuum.
Now, there is talk of a potential compromise linking future non-military funding to so-called benchmarks on Iraqi military and political progress, but the White House sees today's meeting as just the start of a process. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
From Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, CBS's Sheila McVicker says international Iraq talks that include Secretary of State Rice could break some new ground.
The Iraqis have worked very hard to bring the Iranians to the table here, believing that it's absolutely key for their stability that Iran comes and that Iran and the United States have the opportunity to talk together. Speaking to the Iraqi foreign minister just a few moments ago, he told me that a bilateral meeting between Secretary Rice, her Iranian counterpart, might be on the cards.
A new food pyramid is being encouraged for Latinos, suggesting diets higher in grains, corn, and tropical fruits. Liz Mintz of the Latino Nutrition Coalition says there's good reason.
Latin Americans have a 50% more of a chance of developing diabetes than the rest of the population, and obesity rates in Latin Americans have jumped.
When the whistle blows during an NBA game, is there a racial factor?
Here is Harris driving in.
A new academic study suggests there may be.
We find very strong evidence that white players earn fewer fouls when most of the referees are white, and black players earn fewer fouls when most of the referees are black.
Justin Wolfer is at the University of Pennsylvania. The NBA discounts the findings, which are based on 13 years of NBA box scores. A good economic sign from the Commerce Department, a rise in big-ticket factory orders in March. Economist Ken Malin.
The manufacturing sector, which had been in a slow-growth phase, is showing signs that it may be reawakening, and that sets the stage for better economic growth in the second half of this year.
If you lost your job last month, you have plenty of company. An outplacement firm says job cuts soared 44%. Much of the pain in the financial sector, with mortgage companies facing a tough stretch. Checking Wall Street, in the early going today, the Dow is ahead 86 points, and the NASDAQ Composite is also up 22. This is CBS News.
Yo, so what'll it be?
A dozen pork chops, a couple of those strip steaks, 2 pounds of kielbasa, and a half ton of peace of mind.
That's it?
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
And I like some pride of ownership, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details, or visit FordCPO.com.
guys. Discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Undeterred by an election fiasco, blizzards, and other missteps, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper easily winning re-election with only token opposition. Hickenlooper, of course, criticized for a lengthy ballot, software problems, and mechanical breakdowns created long lines for voters at those new vote centers last November. He admits you got to try harder.
You know, the bottom line is as soon as you begin to relax and enjoy that communal satisfaction, it's the moment you start going downhill. So I think the entire administration is going to redouble our efforts to really, what are our priorities? What can we get done in the next 4 years? You know, what can we get done before the National Democratic Convention next August? You know, where do we put our efforts?
Hickenlooper also overcame criticism that the city was too slow to respond to those big snowstorms that clogged streets for days and shut down the city-owned airport for 45 hours. And environmental groups are blaming Bush administration policies that spurred oil and gas drilling for the loss of wildlife habitat and hunting spots here in the West. New report released today by the National Wildlife Federation says drilling on federal lands in five western states doubled over the past decade. It says the rush to drill here in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, Montana, and New Mexico is squeezing hunters off public land and destroying crucial habitat for many species. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're recovering nicely across the metro area. Still have traffic a little bit sluggish. Westbound 270 from I-70 to Vasquez. It's looking much better, though, from that earlier multi-car crash. Still dealing with a crash involving a school bus westbound I-70, actually on the ramp from Peoria. No children injured in that, however. Weather today, increasing clouds with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 67. Tonight, those storms clear off.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, about a 40% chance, high of 67. Solomon Burke coming up in this hour about the American Masters series on PBS. And I apologize to Steve in Nebraska for blowing my top and losing my temper. But, you know, Steve, if you're still out there wandering around somewhere in Nebraska listening to this radio station, I'm going to tell you something. You and everybody who feels like you can disagree with me or anybody else, but don't make statements about us putting the troops in harm's way. And then don't try to wiggle out of it by saying, well, I didn't mean you, I meant Democratic leaders. Because, Steve, no one is going to look as bad in history or as terrible as people like John Boehner, people like Mitch McConnell, people like John McCain, John Kyle, Rudy Giuliani. The list just goes on and on. including George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. And you guys have got no ground to stand on when it comes to the whole thing about the troops. You've got no grounds to stand on. You've been in charge of Congress since 94. You have been in charge of all of the branches of government for the last 6 years. And the veterans' benefits have been terrible. And Paul Rykoff, who specializes in this, we had him on earlier. The spending bill that George W. Bush vetoed has a supplemental for veterans' benefits that is bigger than what you or your party or your backers ask for. Now, you may not want to face any of this stuff, and I understand that. And I'm not saying that we have the corner on what's right. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying the facts are out there. And I know that there's a segment of you folks who don't want to face those facts. But nothing makes me madder than this idea that we're reckless, that we're putting the troops in harm's way, that we don't know what we're talking about, but yet you guys do. Well, Steve, where is the proof in that? Because 4 years ago yesterday, we had mission accomplished. The man I'm sure you voted for showed up on an aircraft carrier, with the aircraft carrier turned away so that people seeing it on television and in photographs couldn't tell that it was the Abraham Lincoln off the coast of San Diego, in which George W. Bush could have helicoptered out to, and instead showed up in this jet with this ridiculous flight suit on, with the banner in the background, and it turned out, Steve, not to be true. The mission was not accomplished. Yes, in one sense it was, because we went there to take out Saddam Hussein, and our troops performed marvelously. But it wasn't accomplished because repeated warnings were sent to the leadership of this country, being George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and others, Condoleezza Rice, and others, that there was an insurgency and that there was domestic discontent foaming. And we remember the comments about dead enders, last throws. Remember that, Steve? Who did that come from? Steve, was that from Carl Levin? No, I don't think so. I think that was from Dick Cheney, wasn't it? Or when they had the looting in Iraq, Donald Rumsfeld said, well, things happen. I mean, who made all of these comments? Steve, who made all of these predictions? John Kerry make them? Barack Obama? Hillary Clinton? Dennis Kucinich? Mark Udall? Ken Salazar? Who made them? I think we know who made them. They were in a party that has three letters, GOP. Who refuses to face up to what the American people feel? And I'm sure, Steve, that you don't hear a word I'm saying, because I'm sure now you've gone to another radio station. Because you can't face any of this. And most of you folks who feel like you do can't face what's going on. Oh, the media only reports the bad things. The good things never get covered. Really, Steve, like what? The reconstruction projects? That's why there's an article in the New York Times, I believe it was on Monday, yesterday, that the reconstruction projects are falling apart, that they don't work. How about supporting the troops? Oh, you mean like paying Kellogg Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton, for selling the United States government and the taxpayers and giving the troops dirty water? Yeah, Steve. We're responsible for all of that. We're responsible for the whole thing. Well, you know something, Steve? I took a pledge a long time ago. And I would hope that other liberals or progressives or whatever people want to call themselves, I hope that they'll take the same pledge. And the same pledge is that we're not accepting that anymore. That we love this country and we're every bit as American as you are. We love the flag. We love America for the landscape. We love America for the people in it. We're proud of our heritage and our traditions. We value the military because the military is made up of people, and we value people, not profits. We think profits have a place in society, and we're all for entrepreneurship and making money. Nothing wrong with doing that. As long as you do it responsibly. That's all we're talking about. And so, Steve, when you're out there driving around in Nebraska and you can hear all of the right-wing, extreme right-wing talkers on talk radio, and they're making all of these cartoon character points about us, and then you think that what you'll do is you'll call the progressive station and you'll try out your little talking points on us, and you think that we're going to go along with that? No, we're not going along with it, and I'm not going along with it. Because, Steve, I'm every bit as American as you are. And as a matter of fact, I've had lean times, and I've had very, very rich times. And I'm willing to bet that over my, God, how many years in the workplace, and I've been in a long time, I bet you, Steve, I've paid more taxes than you have. Okay? Which means, Steve, that I've purchased through my citizenship and through my tax dollars the right to have a say over what happens to my country. Think about it, Steve.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
I got fortunes of heaven and diamonds and gold. I got bombs, baby, that the banks can't hold. I got a house across the country, honey.
That is absolutely amazing. 9:20, 20 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunder showers today, high of 67. Tonight, American Masters Series, Channel 6, 9 o'clock. And it's about Atlantic Records. And here's a guy who joined Atlantic Records in 1960. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He has recorded with everybody that you can think of. He can do anything, including country, which you just heard. And I'd like to spend an hour with him talking about that. Here's the legendary Solomon Burke. Solomon, good morning, and thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for playing Nashville.
Oh, no, no problem. I was a country music disc jockey for like 17 years. Man, you are, that's like out of the ballpark. You're great.
Well, thank you for considering it.
Man, you know, if I were programming a country station, I'd have that whole thing on.
Well, I'll just ride right down there and bring my Gene Autry records and we'll just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about Atlantic Records and the men who built it and the show tonight. That's going to be on PBS. You joined Atlantic Records. You came to Atlantic Records in 1960. Talk about how that happened.
Well, I have to keep it short. So Atlantic Records is one of the incredible masters of masters that created the greatest masters of rhythm and blues and jazz and soul. Ahmet built the house of music that we will always remember, that will always stand, a foundation that started all the way in Turkey and came all the way to this country and became the biggest spiritual, mental, physical, rhythm and blues, jazz label of all times. We will always remember Ahmet Erdogan, not just for his thoughts and ideas, because of the creation that he gave us, the thoughts that he gave us, the ideas that he gave us, and, of course, how he built the incredible label along with Jerry Wexler, Mrs. Beanstalk, the original Herb Averson, and Tommy Dow, and all the other wonderful people that were there, and the Joe Medlins and Dick, Henry Allens, and just a great staff of people. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I wish I could talk more about it. I have, just to keep moving here and telling you that PBS is going to have this thing on tonight, I think, or today, and if you miss it, you're going to miss an incredible lesson of music around the world that's been heard and being heard right now.
I got to ask you, you've recorded, you performed with everybody. This may be hard to do. The most memorable person.
You.
You don't want to name names. So you don't want to say Dolly Parton. You don't want to say...
I want to say
Eric,
you
Eric
right now.
Clapton.
You. I want to say you right now because you are part of what makes the music happen. Without people like yourself playing the music, what we're doing means absolutely nothing if it's not heard. And we thank you. And this is coming not just for me, but for every musical person or artist that I've ever known, from Otis Redding to Joe Tex, and many of the great, great artists, from Ivory Joe Hunter, the big Joe Turner, Chuck Willis, we thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. Please don't stop. You are part of American Masters, and you will always be part of the making of Atlantic Records and all the other record companies that give us the word music.
All right. Thank you, Solomon Burke. Good to have you on the program, and we'll watch the show tonight. And do you ever get to Denver?
I'm waiting. I'm saddled up and ready to go.
Well, you want to come out here? Listen, we'll figure out some way, and you can come do the show with me and sing, too.
Well, you know, my band leader, Sam Mayfield, lives in Denver, and I'd love to come there and do that show, so we'd have to hook that up.
That'd be great. Man, that'd be great. But then, you know what, as payment to do that, though, then you got to spill the beans on all these folks.
We will talk about it later.
You got to tell us about it.
Give me more than a minute and a half.
You got it. Thank you, Solomon.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, we'll see you later.
PBS.
All right, tonight at 9. Thanks. All right, there's Solomon Burke. Okay, I thought we were supposed to have him longer, but... You know, if he can't do it, he can't do it. I've never had that happen.
Strangest interview ever.
You ever had that happen? I've never had that happen in like 30-some-odd years. I just have, like, somebody come on, and they won't tell you anything.
Hi, I gotta go.
The only thing I can equate that to is a guy who doesn't get played very much anymore, and that's Don Williams. Does anybody remember him? He had Amanda and a bunch of hits in the 70s. He was the hardest guy, he had a bunch of country hits, he was the hardest guy to interview on the face of the planet. And the reason was... is because he would give one-word answers to everything. Yes. No. Uh-huh. And thank you. And you're sitting there trying to get stuff out of him, and he didn't give you any answers. Hold on, what was it like? How do you feel about the fact that Alan Reynolds is not only a great songwriter but a producer and produced so many of your hits? Well, he's good. Oh, okay. Well, I can't think of anybody else that's ever fallen into that category. I'm trying to think if I've ever interviewed anybody else that's done that. Been that short. We've had some people on here that have been short before, but not that short. John Kerry was last time was short, but he had to get on a plane. What are you going to do? Say no, miss your plane? Sit here and talk to me, miss your plane? What was the booking tour, John Kerry or Solomon Burke? Solomon Burke. Well, hey, here today, gone tomorrow. Okay, Solomon. I'm still going to watch the show tonight, because think about all the people that have recorded on Atlantic, including Led Zeppelin. That's what we need to hear. We need to hear some Zeppelin coming up here. All right, it's 303-713-7600, and we can go to open phones, and we can talk about anything that you want to talk about. And Jeff in Summit County has been hanging on, so let me squeeze him in before we take a look at the traffic. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hi.
It happens.
Oh, you mean like with Solomon Burke?
Yeah, it happens. I mean, sometimes guys just aren't good conversationalists, I guess.
Well, no, you know what? With him, this is what happened. I'll guarantee you this is what happened. Whoever books that didn't make it clear to him that he was supposed to stick around for at least 10 minutes. And chances are he's living in Los Angeles. The person who puts it together is in New York. And they sent him a list, and it says, J. Marvin, AM 760, 920. And he gets on, and they don't give him specific instructions.
Yeah.
So it's not his fault.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to reply to Steve and basically anybody out there listening who still supports this president after... You have so eloquently put all of his blunders with all the mistakes, with everything out there, with the bad judgment, with our borders not being secured, with our ports not being secured, with our world not being a safer place, with terrorism, and the terrorism report from the United States is up 30%.
Yeah, that's true.
All this under Bush, you know, basically... The people who support them still, and the people who voted for him and put him in office, they have to hold themselves accountable for all these mistakes. I mean, we can't go out there. If we had the votes to impeach Bush, I'd ask for it tomorrow, because I think he's that bad. And I don't want to get into the impeachment because it's a waste of time, because we don't have the votes. It's just people like him will never, it seems, will never listen. I just got an email with a talking point, and basically they're trying to blame Tenet now and put all the blame on Tenet for giving bad information. Why didn't he come for, you know, sooner? And I'm not letting Bush off the hook for his bad judgment. I'm not going to let Bush off the hook for his mismanagement of the wars. I'm not going to let Bush scare me, okay? And people who fail to realize that that's what they're doing to them. I mean, I have a lot of friends that are right wingers, and all they use is these talking points. And people out there, you have to start using your own brain. You have to get away from these talking points and this puke that they're spewing into your brain, because it's scary. It really is.
I just don't know. I don't know how to. I don't know how to.
You do a great job.
I don't know how do you reach people like that? I mean, I shouldn't have gotten mad. I shouldn't have exploded.
No, no.
How do you reach people? I mean, what do you say to somebody like that? I mean, it's like I'm just sick and tired of being accused of all this.
You are justified in being upset because he is attacking you and the people around you or the people you support. And he has no facts to back anything up. He's attacking you with these talking points. And you have a right and justified a right in basically saying, I'm just as patriotic as you are. I am just as loyal to the United States as you are. I support the troops more so than you do. Because what has Steve done for the troops lately other than, you know, maybe support a president who has the worst policy in history and keeps supporting this bad policy? You know, what's insanity? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and not learning from your mistakes. For 4 years, we have watched this idiot of a president basically increase terrorism, make the world an unsafer place, and he keeps doing the same thing over and over again and says there's progress. It's Steve, if you're still listening, man, think about it. Really look at the facts, because this is the worst president in history. He is the worst, and you got to quit supporting him. That's all I can say.
Said it better than me, man. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, you take care.
All right. Great call. Got some instant messages. I'll read those coming up. Free to talk about anything you want. 303-713-7600, 932, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, Gina, I got a complaint email about you.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Let's round out my morning.
Why, has your morning been bad?
No, well, we got kind of a bad situation in traffic right now.
Oh, well, then, you know what? Forget the email. I'll save it, and I'll pound on your butt tomorrow.
No.
And
I don't want to wait till tomorrow. Tell me now.
Well, if you got a bad thing, we should get it on the air.
Okay.
So, what's going on out there that's so bad?
Well, we got major problems downtown. We've had a multi-car crash that shut down southbound I-25 at Spear.
You got to be kidding me. Shut it down?
Yes. Southbound lanes are closed at Spear. In fact, you're going to be forced off the freeway, so you want to be prepared. You probably want to bail even earlier. I-70, bail off onto Highway 36, and avoid the huge backups that are already forming. So, again, southbound 25, just closed by police, downtown at Spear, for what looks like a pretty serious crash. Sorry to round out, you know, end the commute that way, but that's the way it goes. Okay. So weather today, increasing clouds with scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high of 67 currently. Under mostly cloudy skies, 50 degrees. Please drive safe today. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Tonight on Altitude, it's NBA playoff action as the Denver Nuggets take on the San Antonio Spurs. Coverage begins at 5:30.
Regular folks. Love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart the Musical at curioustheater.org/radio.
On Glenn Beck tonight at 7 and 9 Eastern. Huge storms, melting ice caps, doomsday warnings. What's really happening? Tonight at 7 and 9 Eastern, Glenn Beck takes it on.
We all know the Earth is getting warmer, but what's the actual danger? We'll expose the hidden agendas behind the global warming debate.
Exposed climate of fear on Glenn Beck tonight at 7 and 9 Eastern. And stay tuned for Nancy Grace at 8 and 10 Eastern.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
As every weekend, I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After nine. That's my buddy Solomon Burke, a little Led Zeppelin. Hi today, 67. Don't forget, you want those tickets to see Tom Hartman broadcast live. You just got to come get them. Either here on South Monaco, off I-25, off Bellevue, take the Bellevue exit, or in Boulder on Pearl Street in the Mike's Camera Building. And those tickets are absolutely 100% there, and they're free. And Tom Hartman will be broadcasting from the Boulder Theater. All right, let me read a couple of emails here, and then I'll take some phone calls. This is from Andrea. I was not able to listen to your whole show this morning, so you may have covered this. Regarding Martine, the man who does not want to be in America, I think the point that was that he had no choice economically. There are probably many people who would rather be in Mexico but would practically starve there. My question for you is this. Is there any way that the U.S. can influence the government of Mexico to try to make things better for the people, the poor people there? It would help solve our problem of illegal immigration if Mexico could make jobs available for people there without sucking more jobs out of the U.S. But how can this be accomplished? At this point, I think Mexico is happy to have illegal aliens sending money to their relatives back home. They are also happy to have money coming into Mexico from drug traffic. The situation as it stands benefits Mexico and hurts us. I think the solution in part lies in changes made in Mexico. And what kind of leverage would it take to accomplish this? You know what? How about we start out by jawboning? You know that old thing you were taught in civics about how about the President of the United States and Congress talking about the conditions in Mexico and what goes on there and how to fix them? How about making it difficult for American companies to use cheap exploitative labor over there? How about re-examining CAFTA and NAFTA and taking American agriculture and dumping it on the Mexican market so that growers there can't make any money out of it? This is from Kevin. Hey, Jay, Kevin here. The current caller stating roadside bombs, i.e. tactics, is what makes terrorists in Iraq, and hence a war on terror. In that case, our own founding fathers, the Minutemen, etc., would be terrorists for their guerrilla tactics, and Britain was fighting a war on terror. And that's from Kevin in New Lenox, Illinois, listening to us at AM760.net, where there's also you can also get podcasts of the show. This is from Bill. Jay, it will go down in history as Mr. Bush's biggest blunder. I call it the Iraq occupation. We stopped fighting a war in the conventional sense when we stopped fighting the Iraqi army 4 years ago. This began as G.W. Bush's revenge on Saddam and Mr. Cheney's plan to stop black market oil for depressing prices. Now it's just a quagmire. The Vietnam analogy seems very appropriate. And finally, this is from Mike. You ask how I refer to the situation in Iraq. You can't say my answer on the air. I call it cluster. It's a civil war and an occupation, and it is a mess. Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good.
I got my definition of what's going on, but first, before I give the definition, it's never been a war on terror, given that all the experts have pretty much had a consensus that there was little or no terrorist, you know, activity in Iraq prior to our invasion. But my definition is it's a conflict based on lies, half-truths, and other, you know, misleading information that morphed into an occupation causing a civil war. You know, we created this mess, and for anybody to say that, you know, the Steve caller that said that, you know, the guys with the IEDs are terrorists, as your emailer pointed out, you know, if we were to invade, or if a country was to invade our country, and we were trying to, as citizens, you know, a militia, if you will, expel the occupying force by any means, would we be terrorists, or would we be, you know, patriots defending our country? So to equate the two as terrorism, I just, you know, I disagree. And, you know, as your last caller said, the, you know, the whole thing about them not being able to think for themselves and working on the talking points, I absolutely agree. I mean, I've got most of my friends are Republican conservatives, and you know, it's almost like they can't form a thought of their own, that they're just going to stick with the, you know, the line of the party, and that's what it is, and it's really sad.
I know a lot of people who are conservative, though, who are pretty good thinkers, and a lot of them reject what's going on, and they don't agree with what's happening. But there's kind of on the part of a lot of these folks, there's kind of this siege mentality, I guess, that they have to tightly band together and they have to defend everything that goes on.
I don't
understand that.
Part of it, I think, and your last caller alluded to it, there's a complicity with, you know, it's like if I admit that the president that I at least voted for, not that he necessarily got put into office because of those votes, but if I admit that, you know, he's wrong, I'm complicit, and that makes me ignorant like him. And I truly believe there's some of that to admit that, you know, he made a mistake, the policies are wrong, is to admit that they supported the guy who made bad decisions.
But don't we all make mistakes? I mean, don't we all
absolutely.
Make bad votes? Isn't there redemption in a good feeling that comes from stepping forward and saying, okay, I voted for the wrong person?
Well, there should be. I mean, I to be able to admit that you made a mistake is a great sign of character and integrity. And to refuse, like our president, to admit that you've made a mistake is a sign of weakness and a lack of character integrity. You know, this whole thing, I think the emailer said it, is, you know, George Bush's revenge on Saddam Hussein, and I think it's part of it is his competitiveness with his daddy. Look at me, Dad. I got two terms in office, even though I stole maybe both of them. You know, you couldn't do that, and you should have went and got Saddam Hussein, so I finished the work for you. And I believe there's some, you know, there's some relevance to that.
I think there's definitely something wrong. And what I mean by that is there has got to be something wrong with Mr. Bush. I don't know this for a fact. I'm not a doctor. But there's got to be something wrong with him. There has to be something wrong with him. That's number one. Number two.
Right. It's pride. Pride is what's wrong with him.
Well, maybe that's it. And then number two. Every one of these people who calls like this. Have you ever noticed that they never deal in specifics? They always make broad-based charges based on stereotypical characterizations that they are fed from people on the other two or three radio stations in this town and on the national media, but they never get down to the specifics to support what it is they're trying to push.
Right. And a lot of that I equate to laziness. They get their information from one or two sources. They just accept it as being truth. They don't challenge it. They don't, you know, research it themselves. And they, you know, it's just, well, Rush Limbaugh said it, so it must be true. You know, I heard a guy on I think it was Hannity the other night call in and say that Rush Limbaugh is the smartest man that ever walked the earth. How do you argue with a guy like that who believes that Rush Limbaugh is an intellectual? You know, I don't think there is any way to, you know, sway some people.
I don't think Rush is stupid. I think he's smart, but
I don't think George Bush is stupid.
But
I think he's smart.
But I believe that he's not truthful. I believe that he's. I believe that he lies. He makes over-the-top statements that if you give them critical examination, he can't support them. And then what's worse is, and I really believe this in my heart, I believe that he's a racist.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's evident. All you have to do is listen to what he's said, not only in the past, but on a regular basis. And that's my point. So when you say that I find that man to be, you know, and maybe smartest is not the right term, but I find that man to be a man of integrity and honor and you know, if that's what you call a wise, man of character integrity, then, you know, we live in two completely different, you know, worlds.
And you know what? If that's the case, if we do live in two completely different worlds, then that's really, 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 really troubling. Steve, thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Good talking to you.
Good to talk to you. Thanks. 9:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's check traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, still got that bad situation southbound I-25, backing up past the Boulder Turnpike now due to the closure at Spear, taking everybody off there. Very serious accident. It's right underneath the Spear Bridge. Northbound, pretty slow coming through there as well, so you'll have a slow drive once you get past Colfax. Obviously, on the southbound side, use your alternates. Go ahead and bail on the Boulder Turnpike or on I-70 and work your way around the accident there. Also, I-70 is going to be slow approaching the I-25 interchange. Keep that in mind. As far as weather goes, partly cloudy, breezy, chance of some afternoon showers again. Could be another stormy afternoon. Look for highs in the upper 60s. Breezy tonight, a few showers, low 47. Partly sunny, isolated storms tomorrow, and a high of 75. Right now it's 59 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Deep snow, number one rated bumps, and North America's highest six-pack lift. It's winter.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Because I talk about them all the time. And they always ask me kind of half-jokingly, but they also ask me kind of half-seriously because they really want to know, what about Rockies? Well, I always tell them the same thing. That if you want to go someplace and save some money, and you want to go to a place that has a huge selection of clean, late model, low-mileage used vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, minivans. If you want to do that, and they've even got 07s, if you want to do that, then Rockies is the place to go. If you want to deal with good folks and save money, then take advantage of Rockies matching down. And when I talk about good folks, I'm talking about the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv. You'll never meet two nicer guys. Spanky Herrera, great guy. Gerard Menard, they're all good people. Freddie Labrato. Adolph and Juan, who work out there, Johnny Mays, they all bust rear to get it done. That's what it's all about. They're passionate, and they'll help you find the car or truck or whatever it is you need. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday until 9. You can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or you can get out there and see them in person and find out for yourself. Rockies Autos. No better place to get a vehicle because they mean business. And when I say that, I mean it in a good way. They're there to get you exactly what you need. And it's a place to save money. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you're living in a space that's too small or too large or too old or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early so your living space won't be to this or to that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms high today, 67. Doggone it, we lost. I guess the guy would fit in the category of conservative caller. We left. We lost the conservative caller, Steve, in Denver, who was going to ask the question, why are Democrats so, what was he going to say, wishy-washy? Was that what he was trying to say, or sissy, or what, about immigration and the whole immigration question? Which, see, maybe he had examples, but, I mean, that's another type of thing of what I'm talking about here about, well, okay, call and make that charge. I think some are more concerned than others are, but there are people out there who are not wishy-washy on it and who are working on it and are also concerned about it, like Governor Bill Richardson, for instance, governor of New Mexico, who called out the National Guard, okay, and put them on the border because he said, we have a huge, immense problem. Like the governor of Arizona, Napolitano, I believe is her name, who also did exactly the same thing. Like Luis Gutierrez of Chicago, who has been working to try to get a bipartisan immigration reform bill passed. He's also a Democrat. Ted Kennedy has also worked on it. There have been a number of them out there that are trying to work on it. And I could parry back by saying, well, okay, if that's what you're saying about Democrats, then let me ask you, why are Republicans so extreme? But that's not fair because there are some Republicans who are extreme and have no workable solutions, people like Tom Tancredo, and then there are others out there who have lots of great ideas. And who cares what party you're in as long as you got a great idea? But if you keep attacking like that, well, you're going to get attacked back. And there's an awful lot of attacking going on over there on the right. And when I mean attacking, I'm not talking about challenging of ideas. I'm talking about name-calling, insulting statements, all kinds of bogus characterizations. And it's like, you know, stop it. I mean, debate the ideas, but and that's fine, and we can get passionate, but stay away from the rest. And you guys just won't do it, Steve. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because you're scared and you feel like your backs are against the wall or if it's because it's worked for you in the past. And then, like idiots, we've gone along with it. But now I say it's time we stand up and we don't go along with it anymore. Here's an instant message. I don't know if you saw American Idol last night. Probably not. No, you're right, I didn't. Georgie Boy and his librarian wife was on for a minute congratulating viewers. Oh, that's right. President and Mrs. Bush were on there congratulating viewers about raising $70 million for Africa and U.S. charities. To put this into perspective, $70 million is spent in less than 8 hours every day in Iraq. Yeah, that's true. We spend an awful lot of money. I love the guy yesterday at the end of the show who calls up and says, oh, but this war so far is cheaper than Vietnam. Hello? Nanette Castle Rock, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm good. I've been gone all winter, and it's good to hear you again.
Oh, it's nice to have you back. Where'd you go?
Out to L.A. I was helping an animal rescue group that I met in New Orleans. Mutchak, I think I talked to you about them a while back.
Oh, yeah, you sure did. And the cities with the worst air, L.A. is like number one or two, I think.
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons to be glad to be gone from there. Hey, I got a question about war bonds. I have one Republican friend out in California, actually. And she was talking about when war bonds were being used, if you wanted to support the war, then you bought the war bond, and if you didn't, then you didn't. So is that how that works? And if it is, why don't we do that anymore?
At some point, they phased that out. They used to do it during World War II. They'd have these bond drives, and I have no problem with that. I think we should go back to it. I have no problem at all. I think we should. But I would take the money, instead of using the money to support the initial war, I would sell war bonds to take the money to use it for the troops and use it to not only support them in the field, but also to use it for health benefits as well. Thanks, Nanette, and welcome back. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks. All right, back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman is coming up next.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
How about every cashmere sweater, $77, and all silk sweaters and Leadbetter golf pants, $27. The Joseph A. Bank.